contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, Don, the run. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run.
They say Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, guys. Yes. Come on now, here's the question. Who's made it through 5 years of marriage counseling?
Feeling stronger every day. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Monkey Jungle and all the ships at sea. Say hello to the starting quarterbacks for tonight's football game.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Yeah. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Monday, October 15th. And here's the phone number, national number, 877-365-3636. Or you call us the local lines at 202-432-1067. Love taking your telephone calls. Love stopping the show every day at this time to say hi to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And there he is, a warm hello to Buzz. You know, it's his perk.
It is his little privilege.
Thank it's you. The thing for Buzz. He likes us saying hi to him. And hello, everybody. Oh, let's start right with a phone call and then on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dave from Centerville. How you doing, Don, Mike?
Hi, Dave. We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I had the weirdest thing. Over the weekend, I had, before the weekend, I had anal rectal surgery.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Was it elective?
Not really.
Was it accidental?
Well, I had it for about 3 or 4 years. What it was an anal fissure, if you can believe that.
The anal fissure. Yeah, we knew a guy named Dennis Reese who had a massive... Was I not supposed to say his name?
No, it's fine. It's an anal fissure.
Is that anything like a Harvey Joel fissure?
No, it's a hole in your rectum.
Well, you need that.
You've got a hole in your rectum.
Not the one God put there. It's a hole on the inside.
Extra hole.
No, that's bad.
Right? Isn't that what it is, sir?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly
Dennis
what
Dennis had this. That's how I know this, because I was playing golf with him.
Holy Christ.
He had trouble walking.
It's because of his fissure.
I'm bad.
His anal fissure.
Bad. Very bad.
That's bad. The anal fissure's bad.
Real, real pain. But then you can have surgery to repair it, and that's really good.
It's very
bad. Yeah, but the pain is like what you hear out of some sort of Saving Private Ryan. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, the pain is very bad.
Is that the way you felt, sir?
Yeah, I was howling. Howling in pain.
How are you feeling now, though?
Well, I stopped throwing up yesterday, so...
Throwing up?
That's a good...
Happens after surgery sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you mean from the anesthesia?
Actually from the pain and the anesthesia.
Oh, God.
I guess the moral is probably don't strain.
Right.
Never
no good.
Strain.
That's right. Don't strain.
Well, how long were you, before your fissure, how long would your average visits on the bowl be?
When I was in, I'm 32 now. So when I was in my 20s, I'd say business on the bowl was about a minute and done.
There you go.
Time.
A minute and done. Well, that's good, right? That's
good.
Yeah, that's good.
High fiver. But after that, it went up to about maybe 15 minutes.
Because,
oh, you know, it's stabbing some fire back.
Oh, that's nasty. That's very nasty.
Yeah, that's no good.
No good.
No good.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Hope your anal fissure's okay.
Yeah, just sympathizing with Buzz and all the other people who have the wonderful intestinal diseases. So.
Yes. Welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome to the bad.
Have a good day.
Thank you, my friend.
Hope you feel better.
Hello, Gabe. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, Gabe. Hi.
Hey, I called last week to say hi to Buzz because he's my favorite.
Yeah?
I was just wondering if I could do it again.
Sure. Gabe, where are you calling from?
Queens, New York.
Beautiful. Here he is, Radio's Buzz Burbank.
I always welcome the hellos. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
How's your weekend?
Oh, it couldn't have been better.
Good. All right, I'll see you guys later.
That was terrific. Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bye.
Wait, hold on. I thought he was going to ask Buzz for weed, though.
Oh, no.
No, sometimes it's just people that love Buzz.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just the BLs out there, the Buzz lovers. Those calls are no fun if someone doesn't ask Buzz for weed.
This is good smoke.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
That's the guy in the hut, right?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, just in response to your first call, I just like to call and let everybody know that my butt's fine.
Hey, way to go. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Good.
Good.
Very good. Thank you. Glad to know your butt is okay. Listen,
smoke is good.
Listen, I would just like to announce something here that I am proud to say that we are anthrax free.
Yes.
That
That's good. For today.
For today.
Yes.
That Infinity has now, I know a lot of companies have come through with these special procedures.
Right.
Infinity has decided that... only Colette is allowed to open the mail. That apparently Colette's expendable.
Wow.
I believe that
Well, let's call Colette and find out about that.
I think what they're doing at each Infinity station is, and this is an awful way to treat your employees, I think what they're doing is they're finding that they go through the employee list, they say, who's the employee
right.
that we could get by with? Who's the employee who...
Who could be replaced with a temp?
Yes, if in fact anthrax was to...
Are they giving her any training or putting any rubber gloves on her or anything?
I don't know. All I know is I heard that Colette's the only one who's allowed to open the mail.
You'd think gloves, at least. Well, she ought to be happy.
And again, I don't know. That
she might be opening it right now. That's why she's not answering the phone. That's two big jobs.
Hello?
Hey, Colette.
Colette, how are you?
Are you opening the mail today?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Who's got the job?
I don't know.
Oh, but you're not the one?
No.
Oh, okay.
But is it true that there's like one person now that handles mail here?
Yes.
But we don't know who it is?
No.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You're not expendable.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Colette.
Good work.
Bye-bye.
That's great.
But we must find out.
Give me the employee list.
Rob? Is it you?
No.
Okay. Rob is valuable.
But I was just checking because Rob is such a good company man.
No, protect.
Rob takes every job around here that they offer him.
Rob is a treasure, though.
Don't confuse being a company man with being a whore.
Hold on a second.
I'm right behind you, Rob.
Hold on.
Is there money in opening the mail? I want to thank everybody that came out to the golf range.
Great time.
Hold on.
Great time.
Had by all.
Hold on. I think I got it here.
This is Steve.
Steve Goldstein.
Steve Goldstein.
Steve, yeah. Is it true that you're the only one that can open mail?
I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
Okay, well, see.
I think it might be you.
The thought was that, I won't say this to your face. I'll say it when we get off the phone with you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
The thought was you would find the one person at the station who was most expendable.
And most loved.
Who you could do without. So if it's not, well, I really heard
it. Oh, my God, who would it be?
I don't know who else it would be.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
You found one?
I hope it's who I think it is.
Hold on. I bet he's not at his desk, though.
Let me ask you a question. If he's at his desk, will he answer the phone if he knew we were calling?
No.
Good.
No. I'm going to have to go to my backup plan, then, to find out who's the... All right.
What are the initials on the person you're calling right now?
Oh, come on.
Are they AR?
Mike, I don't want to say.
All right.
Okay.
I don't want to say that.
You know who might be good for opening mail is someone who has a tolerance to controlled substances.
Hello?
Joe Ardinger.
Right. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Andy.
Andy Rice?
Yes.
Hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hello.
Are you opening the mail here?
No.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Lucky man.
Bye-bye.
Andy Thrax.
All right, let me try another one here.
Boy, we're rapidly running out of people.
Oh, no, I got a whole big employee list.
Let's see, I'd be curious to see if this one even rings, if there's a pickup on this one.
You're horrible.
Yeah, you are, Rob.
You are really horrible.
Rob, you're the worst.
And he's horrible in that little cowardly way.
God,
he is a bad man.
He doesn't have the balls.
He doesn't have the balls, but he's like looking at you. Yeah, here's the suggestion.
I'm not going to say that's in poor taste.
I'm sorry I did it.
That's in very poor taste.
God.
All right, well, you know, all of my leading suspects here, I'm getting no answer at the leading suspects.
Did you try Steve Johnson?
are you a mind reader, Buzz? All right, let me try one more.
That might be somebody opening mail because it's busy. Yeah.
Let's keep that in mind. That might be that might be the person who's opening the mail. Yes, that's what CBS Infinity has decided to do.
That's great.
They'd have only one person at the station allowed to open the mail.
There you go.
Because we care about anthrax.
That's the way they do it here.
Well, it was an anthrax-free weekend.
Yes.
Made it through the whole weekend. Oh, it was good. Good weekend.
Good.
Good, no anthrax, and not too many stupid scares with guys like putting foot powder in boxes and leaving them in bus stations.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and guys filling envelopes with talcum powder.
Used to it. This is the world we live in now. It's wonderful. The way it's going to be.
What a mess that is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
And I for one was disappointed. I turned on Tom Brokaw Friday night.
Yes,
I expected to see. Remember that Mel Gibson movie, The Man with Half a Face?
Yeah, no. Tom was in there.
Tom.
Not have even been exposed.
Yeah. Tom was fine.
He's fine.
So tell me, did you guys enjoy The Sopranos last night?
Oh, that's a rerun.
Oh, I never saw it before.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, it was a good one, though. It was the one where Dr. Melfi goes to eat at the Cosimoto's or whatever they
live. Yeah, I like the fable of it.
Who's the name?
Dr. Cusimano.
Dr. Cusimano.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm waiting for the male boys to come on.
No, I think it's a girl.
Are you guys in New York?
Today? No, we're in D.C.
Oh, okay, because I'm from New York.
Whereabouts in New York?
I'm from Manhattan.
We'll be there in a couple weeks. Come on by. We'd like to see
use your man voice now.
We'd like to see your penis. Come on.
I wish I had one, but I don't. Mm-hmm.
Come by in a couple of weeks and let us see what you have in your pants.
How about you showing me what you have in your pants?
No, we only like to see what you have in your pants.
Oh, well, you know what? It works both ways.
See, the thought here is that you're a guy called
creepy woman.
You're a guy called and pretend to be a girl. And if
you really believe that, Don?
Well, everybody else has kind of swayed me.
How about if I come down to where you are and I show you exactly who I am and what I look like?
Sure.
Okay.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I would say I look...
James Gandolfini.
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, I'm with everybody else. I think this is a guy calling in.
Well, I have to be honest with you, I'm not.
Brooke Shields with just a touch of Danny DeVito.
All right, well then.
You know, if I was talking to somebody else, I'd probably feel insulted, but with your show, so I really don't take you guys to heart.
Honey, if you are a woman, please don't be insulted, because we do have guys who call the show all the time and pretend to be girls.
I understand that, but basically... That's just the tone of my voice.
That's fine. And you know our motto on this show, trust no one.
Well, then
Absolutely. Why
don't you come down and show us what you got doing?
Okay, well, I work at Chevy Chase Bank.
Do you have didn't you just say you were from New York?
Yes, and I just recently moved here.
Okay. All right, well, come on down. Come down today.
No, hold it.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Wait a minute. You just said you were from Queens. You said you work at Chevy Chase Bank. Well, there is no Chevy Chase Bank in Queens.
If I,
come on now.
Use my words incorrectly. I did live in Manhattan, and I worked for Citibank, and just recently I moved to Virginia.
You come down with something.
Okay, well, listen, why don't you just come down here today and let us get a good look at you.
Well, what time are you guys open?
Do you have big, beautiful breasts?
I'm very satisfied with my body.
His big, beautiful nads. That's what this guy has. Honey, we're open. We'll be here till 3 o'clock.
Well, unfortunately, as much as I like to be there at 3, my break is at 5.
Yeah.
Your break is at 1. Now, what kind of a break do you get at 5 in the afternoon?
Well, I work from 11 to 10. And my dinner break is at 5.
You work from 11 in the morning till 10 at night?
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's,
you can't work that. It's not legal.
That's an, yes, it is.
That's an 11-hour day.
I work 4 days a week, and then I work Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 8 to 1.
This is driving me nuts.
And Sunday...
Sunday.
9 to 6.
Uh-huh. Sunday banking.
Hold on. Banks aren't open on Sundays.
Yes, they are. I do collections.
You come on. You do not.
I do.
The only possible job I could think you would have in a bank on a weekend would be...
Male security guard.
Sitting on
I do car loans.
Sitting on the other side of the ATM and pushing the money through.
No, I do car loans.
Because, you know, that still is my thought also, that at some point you go to a bank, you go to a low-rent bank like I go to, and it's not a real computer, it's just some guy sitting there who gives you the eyeball, and you punch in what you want, and he counts out 5, 10, 15, 20.
And then he stands in back of the machine going...
Right, and he pushes it through the slot.
Well, how's this?
Every now and then
my coworkers, and they can confirm that I am a woman.
You know, every now and then you hear the start when the start, and he'll start with you hear a little at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen, you come down whenever you can, honey. Whenever your very busy banking schedule allows, you come
okay,
down.
Okay, and I should just tell them that Don said it was okay for me to see him.
Yeah. Right. Yes, yeah, tell them at the front desk. Sure, come on by, honey.
All right, well, I hope, again, that I enjoy speaking with you guys again.
Same tone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Don't bring me none of that anthrax, though.
I beg your pardon?
Don't bring me none of that anthrax.
Oh, I don't carry any of that.
Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Either a man or an extraordinarily weird woman.
Well, we never got the thing at the end with like, okay.
All right, boys. All right, see you later. All right, you idiots.
Oh, listen, want to announce that, here we are already, October 15th.
Yes.
There's a couple of months left in the, a couple of weeks left in the month of October. There's a couple of months left in the year. And our good friends at Simply Wireless.
Simply Marvelous.
We want to thank them. Hit their website, simplywireless.com. They have given us $6,000 to give away over the next couple of weeks, and we're going to spread it out. I don't want to tell you exactly all the stuff that we're going to be doing.
Spread out.
But we're going to be having a gross out contest, the pumpkin pie eat off, and then we're going to have another contest with guys having sex with pumpkins. And then,
oh my!
Then we're gonna have a
pumpkin theme,
a costume contest,
good.
Where you can dress like as either Ken or Jeremy or Dennis or Tom or Homo Joe.
Oh, wonderful!
And
the best likeness wins.
Yes, and then we're gonna have the contest where people can come in and scare us, doing whatever.
Okay, like Betty Scanny.
But we've got tons of money. Yes, it's our spooktacular. Tons of money. We're gonna be doing all of this stuff, and it's all courtesy. The reason I bring this up is it's courtesy of Simply Wireless.
They are simply charming.
And they are the best. Go to their website, please, at simplywireless.com. Now, I had a weekend to tell you about. Christ, did I have a weekend. I want to start with this. Rob Spiewak coincidentally celebrated his fifth anniversary of marriage counseling over the weekend with his child bride, Carrie. They had their anniversary on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you appreciate the bottle of hooch we sent to your table, huh?
Yeah, it was very, very cool and really unexpected. Thank you so much.
That's okay. And the celebration continued from Friday night when Rob and Carrie and their therapist went out to celebrate.
Rob, did you get those napkins that I told them to leave on the table?
You know what? They said we could have all the sugar we wanted, courtesy of Mike O'Mara.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm going to name this cavity after you.
You're welcome.
So the celebration continued on Saturday when Rob does this stupid infomercial.
It's the lovely, informative car program.
It's the infomercial that I'm calling stupid, of course, not the program itself.
Right.
So Rob's on doing this stupid infomercial on Saturday with these car dealers.
Right.
And I called last week, and I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, I called. You remember, I played you the tape where I was hi, this is Dita.
Dita, hi, Rob.
And I could not stop laughing because it's so funny. It's Rob doing a radio show with a couple of car dealers, and, nobody's calling. And I'm the first caller through, and I couldn't control myself. So this weekend, the thought was that Mike was going to call. And Mike, was Mike the first caller to get through?
I believe he might have been the second to get through, but I think he was the first we went to.
Yeah, I was sitting there at 10 o'clock just lying in bed, as I am often wont to do on a Friday morning, and realized that it was 10 minutes after 10, and I was late. I was watching something, some movie or something caught my eye, and then I said, oh, got to call Rob.
I'm really pleased that you did. It's fun for me.
How was the phone quality? Because I think
think it was on
it
one
was
of my wife's
loud.
Antique phones.
You, like, jumped in, like, really loud. Well, you'll hear
it. You know how Laura's got buys all these phones and sells them again, and she keeps some of them, and this is one of those special, like, princess antique.
Give it, like, three cranks, and it rang right in the studio.
Well, give us a thought. If you're going to call us Charlie, or Charlie with the grown-up
didn't
voice.
Didn't know up until the very last second I was going to, and then Rob requested James Garner. So I called his old curmudgeon-y James Garner, who wasn't into car financing, which is what their subject was.
Great. Right, here you go. From the Rob Spiewak stupid infomercial on Saturday morning.
We're going now to James in Manassas with another question about financing. Good morning, James.
Yeah, Rob.
Yes, hi, James.
Oh, this is James.
Hi, James.
I'm listening to you talking about all this stuff with cars and financing, and I just got some advice for your younger listeners. Don't waste your time financing a car. If you want to buy a car, buy it cash on the barrelhead.
You think?
I don't think you should be financing anything. I think it's a big waste of time collectively. Do you understand where I'm coming from, son?
I do believe so, James.
And I had a son of mine one time. He decided to finance a car, and I said, I'm going to kick you right across the state line if you get any more debt. Do you understand what I'm saying, Rob? You're a young man, aren't you?
I do. I understand, James. So you're saying avoid debt.
That's right. Absolutely. And horsepower is schmorsepower. You don't need
that's right.
I'm going to be happy with a four-cylinder Rambler. Do you understand me, son?
You drive a Rambler, James?
I've got a Rambler. Yes, I do.
What year?
I don't know, but I gotta go.
You gotta go. All right, give my best to Angel, James.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no. You couldn't keep it either.
No, because, you know, you get deep into it, and when you get deep into it, you don't know how long you're going to be on the line. But I think what I think you and I both ought to plan on, you know, no notice on this. You know, just occasionally call. And you know, have Rob not know that the call is coming in. That makes it work a little.
Well, now, he didn't know my call was coming in.
I knew mine was coming in. I think he was pretty clear when it was James from Manassas that it was going to be me.
The fault with me was on my end. That
right.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Right. I'm going to do things that no one will know. I'm going to make that my Saturday game.
And Buzz, why don't you call Rob's show one of these weekends?
I'm already making plans.
I'd love to hear
a
crank call. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try now again to find out who's opening the mail here at WJFK?
Like to know.
The most expendable person here, the person who, frankly, if they contract anthrax, can be replaced in a heartbeat.
Sure.
I know without a doubt, this is the person who's been put in charge of opening everyone's mail.
But we should get voicemail.
Hello. This is Alan Meinwand, Infinity Broadcasting Radio. I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, where's our mail?
We need our mail, Alan. Open it.
Hey, Al, it's Don and Mike. Open our mail, please.
And don't smudge it all up with rubber gloves.
There's a giant box outside, postmarked St. Petersburg, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having written our names, what they've done is they've cut like little letters out of magazines.
Yeah, and then C.O. Alan Meinwand on it.
Says Don and Mike show, you know, would you mind opening that box for us, please?
Thank you, Alan.
And before you do it, do some time on the treadmill so you're breathing heavy.
Oh, God. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, obviously, we don't know who the person is who's been selected, but that's really what they're doing.
Very good. And we're glad there's one person that's going to take care of that.
Yeah, that's nice. How you like being out? Person being called in today. Congratulations.
Wow.
We have an important job for you.
No training either. You know, just do it.
Yeah, just open the mail. And I hope they give whoever it is gloves.
Gloves.
For God's sakes.
Maybe a surgical mask.
Jesus Christ.
That'd probably be a really good idea.
And all the people at NBC, I watched Brokaw Friday night. Who didn't watch Brokaw Friday night? And, you know, I had the feeling, like I said on Friday, that he was playing it straight. But he knew that he had, like, the biggest audience that would ever tune his show in mm-hmm. to see, like, if something was going to crawl out of his head or something. Or be like one of those deals where you open his mouth and a bug crawled out.
Right, exactly.
But what I thought most interesting about the whole situation was that when he was interviewed on the Today Show this morning, he's sitting there talking to Matt Lauer, and they're talking about how Tom Brokaw gets, like, boatloads of hate mail.
He does indeed.
And that his assistant, who contracted the anthrax from opening up the hate mail, that she has a special filing cabinet
full of Tom Brokaw hate mail. Now, we get some hate mail here, and I think most disc jockeys get hate mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't doubt that even a network news anchor would get an errant piece or two of hate mail.
Right.
But to get enough hate mail on a regular basis...
Put it in its own filing cabinet.
Kevin, where that is one of your personal assistant's main jobs every day, is to sit aside an hour or two to open Tom Brokaw's hate mail.
Man, that's a tough gig.
That's fantastic. Well, suffice to say, Tom will be joining us on the show in a few minutes.
Oh, good.
And he is graciously going to come in and read some of his non-anthrax hate mail for us.
Yeah, he's got a whole stack of it.
On today's show. This weekend, do I got time to get into the weekend, Rob, before we break here?
Okay,
I'll start. Let me just start the weekend. You will not believe what I did Saturday. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I really don't know. I'm going to put this under the category of I must love my wife.
Okay. You did something for your wife?
Yes. My wife and I on Saturday went to this thing on 21st Street Northwest, this thing called the Phillips Collection, Impressionist Still Life. You know, this thing, she's into art.
Well, you do love your wife, don't you?
She's into art now.
Right.
This is the thing, that she's into art, she's taking the art class, she's painting, she's painting these flowers and fruit, and what she'll do is she spent all day yesterday while Bart and I were watching the games. Oh, and great games yesterday. God damn great games. Giants should have beaten the Rams.
Yeah.
They played the crap out of the Jets. Came from behind. They were losing like 100-0 at halftime. My pick Seattle came through and killed the Denver Broncos.
Did we find out who with the bet with Nancy? Who's got to come up with the money?
No, don't know.
We got to find out.
Don't know.
Do we have the record? If they can put that together, we'd like to find out.
So my wife says that she wants to do this thing, to go to this art gallery, because, you know, we never do anything that she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to this thing, and I would just like to get her thanks before I tell you what I really thought of it. Oh, she's not around? Doing her errands? Okay.
Not around to give you your props.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to get the props, but I'm just going to tell you that I cannot imagine. I've often thought, what will hell be like? Because someday I'm going to go to hell. I know that. And I like everybody have the picture of, you know, the guy with the pointy ears, and he's holding the pitchfork.
That's not how you think it's going
to
be now?
No. I was there. If you ever want to see what hell is like, go to 1600 21st Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Go ahead and first off, pay $15 a person to get in.
To go look at paintings?
Like you're going to a movie.
Paintings that you can buy?
No. These are fantastic works of art from the 1800s. Go ahead, pay $15, you know, like what you pay if you're really going to be entertained, if you're going to go to a concert or go to a movie.
Right.
Pay the $15, and then get the headset. Get the headset so you can really waste all day.
Where you have a headset and they're telling you about...
Yes, you can actually listen to some douchebag talk for 30 minutes about pictures that are hanging on the wall. Walk in to this art gallery where the temperature on Saturday had to be 80. I would say the temperature inside the art gallery was maybe 100. Wow. Walk in and immediately feel the sweat start to pour off you as you look at pictures that are titled such as A Bowl of Peaches or A Bowl of Apples.
How did the headset work? Did you plug in at each painting play a tape? Or
if they give you like a thing to hang around your neck.
Yeah.
That's like this little high-tech thing.
Right.
And as you get up to painting number one, you push button number one. And you hear,
this is a bowl of peaches. Painted in 1827 by Danny the Douchebag.
I would love to see your face during that.
Please look at the way Danny has painted the peaches, hence the name A Bowl of Peaches.
And I'm sitting here, painting number one, I'm already bored out of my mind, and I'm seeing, my wife is really into this, right? And I'm looking around, and I'm seeing all the other people who are there, and it is like a Star Trek convention. I mean, with the variety of people who were there.
Any hotties there?
Except my wife?
Yeah.
Zero hotties, and they're all doing this thing where they would walk real close. They had the little thing up, the little
velvet rope.
No, not a velvet rope like one of them in Entrapment.
You seen that thing in Entrabit with Catherine Zeta-Jones? Yeah, because they had, like, some Vincent van Gogh paintings there.
So you had, like, guards around and stuff
like that. So there's guards there, and there's the stuff. And if you happen to walk into this, apparently you set off some kind of an incredible alarm. Mm-hmm. So this was my game that I would play. I would just, Frida would be there staring, like, for 15 minutes at one of these pictures. How you can stare at a picture called A Bowl of Peaches?
That's the one that obviously stood out in your mind.
For 15 minutes, I don't know. No, I asked you not about the titles of some of these pictures.
Were there any nudes?
No nudes. It was a still life exhibit, which means that most of the pictures were titled. There was one that was titled, I'm not kidding you, A Loaf of Bread. That was done like in 1800.
But it was a well-done picture of a loaf of bread.
And what it is the guy painted a loaf of bread. Uh-huh. Right? I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, I don't get it. So the game that I was playing was walking as closely as I could to the security laser to try to... And I'm I'm doing this thing where I'm standing right in front of it, and I'm actually leaning over because I got a rule: you can't be you can't be less than 2 feet away from the paintings.
Now, if you get close to bars come down or anything like that,
I don't know. I don't know what happened. All I know is that one time I got the tap on the shoulder. Frida was all the way across the room looking at something, and I was standing in front of, I believe, again, I'm not kidding you about the title of this. A Block of Cheese. name of the painting. Uh-huh. Like this is some gigantic piece of art that has to be treasured.
Was it a good picture of a block of cheese?
Well, Mike, it was... That's what it was.
A block of cheese.
A block of cheese. So I'm standing there just amusing myself like a guy standing on the ledge of a building, okay?
Cutting the cheese is party.
Yeah. So I'm doing this. I'm just leaning in front of, over the ultrasound thing, the beam, and I'm just like, going up, and I'm going back, and I'm going up, and I'm going back, and I get the tap on my shoe. Meanwhile, I got the headphones on, but the guy is saying,
a block of cheese... is a block of cheese. Step to the left and look. It's a block of cheese.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm wasting my time with this. So I got the headphones on, and I got the thing, and I get the tap on the shoulder, and, you know, the big meaty, beefy guy who looks like Pussy from The Sopranos says to me, I take the headphones.
Step away from the block of cheese, sir.
And he goes,
please keep away from the cheese.
What are you doing? And I said, well, I'm seeing, and I said, I'm leaning forward. He said,
I'm trying to set the alarm off, is what you should have said.
I'm seeing that. What are you doing? And I said, well, I'm just, I'm trying to amuse myself.
Did they have any food or drink there?
No, of course not.
Nothing?
No food or drink.
Wow.
No food or drink.
What was your total time commitment?
2 hours.
Oh, my God.
2 hours walking around. Well, listen again. I'll put this under the category of I must love my wife.
Did you see anything you liked? Did you see anything that you would have been proud to have hanging in your home?
No. I'm serious. You could have gone down to, what's that retired place? Melwood. You could have gone down to Melwood, and you could have asked a bunch of these mentally handicapped people.
Yes.
Paint a bowl of peaches for me, and... You would have got the same thing.
Kind of, it's impressionistic?
That's exactly what it is.
So it's not even like photographic.
Right, so my wife is trying to explain this to me.
I'm impressionist.
She's explaining this to me like I'm a mook, and of course I am. At one point, and here's the other thing. You can't talk in your real voice. You have to talk like you're in a library or in a golden match or something. And why, I don't know, because you know, who are you going to offend?
Because the pictures will vibrate right off the wall.
Well, and you know, they got these things in the corner, too, these things that look like those gizmos that tell you if you got an earthquake or not.
Yeah.
You know, the things that...
seismic measures.
They got the needle that goes up and down and stuff. And I said to the guy, the guy, Big Pussy, who grabbed me and said, what are you doing? I said, what are those things in the corner? He said, they monitor the noise content in here.
Wow.
That you have to keep your voice down in here. That's scary. I'm just standing there with my wife. I'm trying to act like I care about this, you know, trying to be involved in her interests. And I said, it seems to me that all of these paintings suck. They all appear to be, well, look, there's a bowl of peaches. There's a box of cheese. There's
it's a box of cheese.
There's, you know,
a box of cheese whiz.
There's a
box of Cheez-Its.
And at one point, there's some guy who's, I guess his claim to fame is that he paints skulls because he had like 5 different paintings on this wall.
Well, there you go.
One skull.
Well, that'd be a little cool.
Well, not really, Mike. I mean, one
scared Batman.
That was him. one skull, the next to it were three skulls on top of each other.
Scary. Woo!
So I'm saying to her, I said, and these, honey, these aren't even good paintings. These paintings, they suck. And that's when she said, I got the whole lecture. They're impressionistic. What makes these paintings so good is that this was around the time that artists figured that they didn't have to make everything look exactly like a picture.
Right.
That it was whatever they were thinking.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there thinking, they look retarded. The pictures, they look absolutely.
What the hell were they thinking?
I'm retarded. What was I thinking?
But did she do anything for you on Saturday?
Yeah, no, that was it.
Wow.
That was it. I mean, I was after that, we were going to go to a movie. So here's the thing. The plan was on Saturday, we were going to go down. I was going to go to this art thing with her. Then we were going to go to the Albert Brooks movie. Then we were going to eat. The problem is that with me, I don't, and it's on me. It's not on my wife. If we're going to go out and have an outing, have a day together, I really don't want to have a day. I want to have like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have a day. I don't want to leave the house at noon and not get back home like till 11 o'clock or midnight.
Right. No.
So we go down to this art gallery. We spend a couple of hours there. The Albert Brooks movie doesn't start till 4:40. We look at our watches. It's 3 o'clock, right? Because we left so early.
Right.
So she said, well, I got an idea. We can just we can go to a little bistro. And we can sit down and sip coffee, and then we can talk, and then we can go to the movie, and then after the movie we can walk some more and find a restaurant and
a bigger bistro,
and then we can talk some more, and then we can get in the car and drive home and talk some more, and at that point I'm just in my head I'm doing the math here, I'm thinking, wow, a lot of talking involved in this thing today,
major time commitment,
right? So we ended up just going to the place and getting the coffee afterwards, and then we just
went to the grocery store.
And then home.
Went to the grocery store.
And so, based on what I'm hearing, that the grocery store was probably your happiest time of the day.
Yeah, it was. I love it.
Familiar?
I love it.
Yeah.
Fresh Fields, they were handing out samples.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's a fun grocery store.
Loved it. And Saturday night, my kid ran into a deer. In his car. So, I'm saying to my wife, see, look at this. Look, huh? It's a good thing we didn't do all the stuff today because, we wouldn't have been home on Saturday night.
Any damage?
The deer?
Gone?
Deer gone.
Where is it? Don't know.
Oh, no. I know where the deer is. The deer. Yeah, the deer is splattered out on Route 190.
Well, I mean, how is he? I mean, a deer can kill you.
The deer is dead.
Yeah, but I mean, that can total a car easily.
It was a baby deer.
Oh.
It was a very
Bambi.
Smaller than Bambi.
Oh.
Like a tiny baby.
Oh, that's too
bad. You know, and I get the, we get.
Rob, I don't think it was that small.
How small?
No,
it wasn't like something you'd buy at a Hallmark store,
okay.
Rob.
No.
Was I,
so it's like hitting a small dog.
Larger than that.
Yeah.
It was
taller than that, probably.
Oh, yeah. All I know is that I get the call, Dad, I hit a deer, and, immediately you think the worst. And I get there, and, we pull up, and there's the mangled thing, it's the car that's got the blood on the car, but didn't stop my son from going to the dance on Saturday night.
Oh, God.
That's good.
I said, boy, after my own heart.
They're thick out in these parts.
Yeah.
Overpopulated.
So then I had to throw. Oh, we got a break?
We do.
I'll tell you, when I come back, I'll tell you about my ill-fated 911 call.
No.
Because I don't know what to do about the deer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, I don't know who to call.
Right? No, that's valid.
I don't know who to call. But boy, they were pissed that I was calling about that.
Yeah. Really?
They're really pissed.
Oh, F them.
And listen, 877-365-3636. That is the toll-free number. Call right now. Call 100. A prize package selected especially for you. Be the 100th caller. And good luck, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
Radio Dictator.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Let's see, who's running the show live now? You got WJFK FM, Washington, D.C. WNEW FM, New York.
All right.
KUFO, Portland, Oregon.
Still don't know the call letters of the station in Salt Lake City. Like a big secret. If someone would call us and tell us what station we're on in Salt Lake.
But to the best of our knowledge, we are on in Utah.
Yeah, nothing canceled yet.
Right.
KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa. 100X, Madison, Wisconsin. KSFN in Las Vegas. And KQBZ, The Buzz. 100.7 FM in Seattle.
All right.
Those are your live clears. Everybody else is getting us on the tape. Everybody else, call the weenies at your station.
Yeah.
And get them to run it live, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling 100.
Yes. Hi, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
Fort Worth, Virginia.
Here you go, Jason. Now listen to this. You want a 26-week rental card from Blockbuster, good for one free DVD rental every week for 6 months.
All right, thanks.
That's a good prize, right?
It's a wonderful prize.
Vote for your favorite NFL All-Star players for the 2002 Pro Bowl at your local participating Blockbuster video. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to the show. Hold on just a second. Okay, so the weekend. Oh, Don and Mike Gutterballs want to mention we are playing our next bowling game.
We have the team name that we're playing?
Uh-uh. Don't know.
Where is it?
Don't know.
Where'd it go?
Gone.
I screwed that up again, didn't I?
We all screw up. That's what makes it charming. We all do it differently, right. And we do it differently right. At all times. That's right. Where's the name?
Don't know.
Where is it?
Gone.
Here is Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, the team name is the Ball Busters.
The Ball Busters.
Oh, the Ball Busters.
A team of five women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Fantastic.
We're like OJ. We're good at beating women. That's Wednesday night in Burke, Virginia. We're going to be bowling at Bowl America.
Bowl America.
We will hit the lanes at 9:30.
9:30. Fantastic.
9:30, Gertie. Have you noticed how much Lisa's looking less and less like Faith Hill and more like Jillian Barbary from that Fox NFL show?
Seems to be wearing the Jillian Barbary outfits.
Ah, hair. Boy, oh, boy. That's prime J.O. time at 12:15 on Sunday afternoon. who would ever thought you could get your jerk on while you were watching a football show?
Well, I do it. I've done it with Tom Jackson for years. When he uses his hands.
But that's you, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, no, I just love the way he uses his hands. When he uses his hands, even though there's not a football there, you always think there's a football in between or something.
And Chris Berman? One of these times, by the end of Sunday, he's going to have a heart attack.
Right.
It'll be like the movie Scanners, and his head is just going to explode.
I'll take a 15 and a half neck, please.
Take it from someone, Chris, who today is wearing size 38 pants, and I got an 18-inch neck, okay? I'm big. What I don't do is buy, like, a size 42 jacket. And then when I'm sitting behind the counter
right.
on my television set,
yes.
attempt to button the top button.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I got plenty of jackets that don't fit me, but what you do is you don't button the jacket.
Right. Yeah, you leave the jacket open.
You leave it open.
But he doesn't. And he has always looked like, he looks like maybe to be comfortable, he should have about a 19 neck.
And the other thing.
And he wears a 17 or a 16 neck.
And maybe I'm watching these shows way too much, but Chris Berman also needs to get long sleeve shirts.
Yeah, he doesn't like long sleeve shirts.
He wears short sleeves. And
That's the big man syndrome, too.
when he puts his hands up in the air to
right.
make a statement.
You just see his jacket and, like, arm. And it looks jive.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it really does. There's certain ways that guys dress that, you know, just, I mean, if you're a TV boy, you should go with the long sleeve shirt and fancy cufflinks.
Absolutely. What a great day for football yesterday. There were some great games. The only thing that pissed me off is because there were baseball games. They had, like, 10 games on at 1 o'clock every
right.
day. And at 4 o'clock, you only had the two games, the Jets game and the Seahawks game.
Mm-hmm.
The only games to choose between. Gutterballs play Wednesday night, 9:30, Bowl America in Burke, Virginia.
Boyk.
Be there or be square. I've got something from a website here for you about that I want to get to in a break here coming up on the show about all of the urban legends about the terrorist attacks.
Oh, yeah, including one that I have on my own email.
Well, I bet it's addressed here. This is a great website. I'll give the address out after we go
right.
there on the show and we read through it. But they give you a yes or no on all of these.
Right.
On Ed has got the Halloween one.
That's the one I got, yeah.
It's got the one about the someone who said don't fly on September 11th.
Well, that's the Halloween one is a similar one where they, like, I read the email over the weekend where this, an address I had never seen before, and apparently, you know, they get forwarded to everybody around the country, and this was somebody who knew someone who had a boyfriend that said don't fly on September 11th. Now, the same boyfriend is saying don't go to the mall on Halloween.
That's I spent some time on the web this weekend on this site, though, that we'll go to in a second. And one of them that I thought was BS turns out to be true involves James Woods.
Mm-hmm.
The James Woods was on a flight from Boston to L.A. the week before the bombings happened.
Right.
The terrorist attacks, you know, with the planes going into the buildings.
Right.
And he was sitting in first class with these three guys.
Yeah, they were doing a trial run.
Yeah, and this is something that when originally I got the email about it, I thought, well, this is crap.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, it's true. I guess James Woods went on the Jay Leno show to talk about it.
James Woods apparently spoke to the FBI and linked to about his experience.
Right, and they don't want him to talk about it. But that's an example of one that's on here that's true that a lot of people thought in the beginning was false. Listen, let me just finish up with this weekend stuff first. Because besides the thing with my kid and the deer, I got a giant moral dilemma here. So my son hits the deer on Saturday, and he's flipped out, and of course we're flipped out because, you know, you don't want your kid or anybody to be in any kind of a car accident.
Yeah, and it's a nasty experience. I mean, you know, some people don't like to hit a squirrel.
So we get down there, not me.
you aim for them, right?
Love it. Right. Love it. No, what I do is I give the squirrel equal chance.
Well, I know what you do. You go to the you go to the side. You will veer sharply to the side that you think the squirrel's going to go to.
That's right.
It either means going into going into the gutter with one wheel, or crossing over to oncoming traffic.
It's a game of chance.
That's right. And sometimes the squirrels guess wrong.
So we get the call and we go out there and you know he's flipped out by this, but he pulls himself together and there's really no damage to the car. And then he goes off, and then the thought is, well, what about this deer that's, you know, splattered, you know, got like his head splattered open, and things laying on the side of the road, and I'm not sure what to do, and I'm sure I'm not going to bend over and pick the thing up and move it off, you know, just roll it off the side of the road like Tony Soprano would do with a dead guy. You just roll him off into the ravine. So I'm thinking, who do I call?
Deer busters.
Yeah, right. Who the hell are you going to call? So I call 911, right? And they got a 911 operator. What's your emergency? And right away, I said from the beginning, I said, I don't know if this classifies as an emergency, but I want to let you know that I'm not one of those people who calls 911 thinking they're calling 411. I'm calling 911 because my son just hit a deer. My son was driving on his way to a dance, and he just ran into a deer. And the lady was very nice. She said, okay, do you need an ambulance? I said, no, he's fine. The car is fine. Then there's a moment of silence, and she says, so why are you calling 911? And the whole time I'm hearing the beep, letting you know the conversation is being recorded.
Right.
So I'm keeping my voice, because there's a dead deer on the side of the road. And again, there's one beat, two beat. How may I help you? I said, there's a deer on the side of the road. And then the lady cracked me up. The deer's laying there. He's like, got his head busted all over the place. And the lady says, there are dead deer everywhere.
Oh. Is that the moment you kind of felt like the ween?
Yeah, that I felt like an idiot. And she said it almost with a little laugh in her voice. And I said, yeah, but I didn't know what to do. And she said, what would you like me to do? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm calling 911. She said, yes, this is a number for emergencies. There are people with real emergencies. How may I help you? I said, there's the dead deer. And she said, I know that. I'm sorry to hear that. How may I help you?
Did she offer any advice as to what you should do?
Yeah, she said that I should call,
animal control.
Yeah, by that time, frankly, I had lost interest in it, so I
simply drove away and left the deer there.
Yeah, what the hell? So, you know,
was the deer in such a position where somebody would drive over it?
No. The deer was off on the side of the road, it was you know, close enough to the road. You drive by, you could see it. I felt bad. And
well, lunchtime for the crows.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. You know, animals are like disc jockeys, eat their young.
Mm-hmm.
So what the F?
Yeah, so if you left that on the side of it, it's not a road hazard.
Well.
What did you think they were going to do on 911?
I thought that they would have, like.
Send the helicopter in?
No, that they would have some guy come out in his truck or something, you know, and, with a shovel and scoop the thing up and do whatever they do. Mike, I don't know. I've never been involved with anyone who runs into a deer before.
Well, I don't think they got the paddles.
I think even if you, the calipers clear.
I don't think there was a chance they could save the deer, Rob.
You know, the thing is, I think even if you call somebody, I'm not sure they're real eager to get out there and do that. Because you know where I live.
Yeah.
Deer Central. It's there aren't a lot of, I haven't seen those carcasses cleaned up simply because carcasses of deer get taken care of anyway. They get taken care of naturally and they go away. So, I mean, you get they turn into fertilizer and the birds just pick them clean.
So listen, this has got to be a secret between us because really, I made the call.
Don't hurt me.
I made the call.
Help me.
I made the call to make my son feel better and my wife feel better. And really, once I got blown off by 911, and she could not have been nicer, made me feel stupid, and rightly so, I took the situation into my own hands.
Oh, no.
You don't like the animals.
Who wants venison?
It's like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. Hey, it's Hoof. I need a mop. I need a knife. We ran into a deer.
Right.
So, no, the thing is, we saw it today on the way into work. The thing is,
average seeing like probably 4 out of 7 nights of the week I see him.
So, get through all that. Of course, that's not anything worth writing home about, but I just like telling you what happened on the weekend. And so we get back, and we're settling back into our Saturday night routine now that we're not doing anything the way that I requested. And the phone rings, and it's my brother. My brother Jim, who announces that, I guess, for the foreseeable future, for the next couple of 10, 12, 20 days, however long it is, the truck that he drives across country is being repainted or something like that.
So he's got downtime.
He has downtime.
It's Jimmy's vacation.
Yes. And my brother's idea of a vacation is for me to buy him a plane ticket so he can come out and
visit you
and stay with us.
Sure. How long has it been since you've seen your brother?
A couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of years since he's come by. And I was put in the... I'm going to just sound like such an a-hole. You know, he's my brother. He's my only brother. And I was blowing him off.
Oh, no.
But he was really pushing it.
He was persistent. I remember when he called the show, he was indicating he wanted to come and visit.
Yeah, he was really pushing it. I said, well, you know, it's a tough week. I said, you know, Monday night, Frida's got her art thing, and Tuesday we got this dinner, and Wednesday we got the bowling. And that was the big mistake when I said Wednesday we got the bowling, because he's like, I love to bowl, dude.
Sure.
Where do you dudes bowl at?
Right.
And I thought I was being, you know, because I'm more sophisticated than my brother. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was pulling one over on him, and I ended up leaving it with him. I said, well, let me check my schedule.
Uh-huh. Right.
Of course, you know, please, here's my schedule right here. Okay. I'm grabbing my genitals now. Here's my schedule. I got no schedule. I said, check the schedule and call me Monday night. Call me Monday night now, and I'll let you know what's going on.
So are you
going
to bring him out?
I don't know. See, this is my dilemma, that I hang up the phone, and my wife, who's standing in the next room but with the door open, who she's doing her painting and stuff, she comes in and she says to me, you are cold. And I said, what? She said, why don't you just tell him you don't want him to come out? I said, no. I want him to come out.
Ooh, yeah. Man, that's cold.
No, I want him to come out, but I want him to come out just like for an hour.
You want him to take this drive through with his truck and maybe spend one night.
Yeah, but we're talking.
Does he want to come out for the week?
Well, here's the thing. This is what scares me, is that it's open-ended.
Right.
That he's not sure how much time he's getting off. It could be 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 7 days. It could be 7 weeks.
Wow. staying with you for 7 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's open-ended because the truck is being painted, and then once the truck gets painted, they have to do something else. And then by that time, being as his truck is out of the rotation, he might have to wait to get back in the rotation to drive.
Is he on the payroll while this is going on?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, which is why he's, you know, he's looking for the, you know, the free boarding for a while.
So he really wasn't clear with you as to how many days he would stay for.
No.
Well, you're within your rights completely to get an idea of that. Why don't you just have him come out for two nights or something like that?
Because I don't think he would buy that.
Really?
I think once he's here, I mean, he said stuff to me like...
My mom has always said to me, it's our family motto that house guests are like fish. After 3 days, they stink. And well, I really do believe that. I really do. That's, you know, kind of the unwritten rule when you're staying.
I don't know. I'm sure you guys think I'm a dick, but I just want to let you know I do a lot of nice stuff for my brother that I know.
Open-ended is a little scary. He makes you extremely uncomfortable.
Well, you know, I mean, he and I, we're different guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
You wouldn't catch him in an impressionist museum.
No.
Not on your life.
Not a chance. And I know that if he comes and he stays with us for an elongated period of time, it's like, I know it's like I brought in a stray dog, and it's right. Going to be my job to feed him and water him. And
well, I know how you operate. You're talking about this. Have you made up your mind yet as to what you're going to do?
No, I truly have not. I'm doing this. I'm going to wait till tonight, till he calls tonight.
And then figure it out.
Then I'll go with whatever moves me when he calls me.
And he's ready to hop on a plane at a moment's notice.
He was ready to hop on a plane on Saturday night.
To come out on the weekend.
He said, can you buy me a ticket to come out tomorrow? And I said, whoa.
He shares that do it yesterday.
Yeah, thing. I said, whoa, I don't know. You know, tomorrow's a very... very busy day. And, you know, he said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I watch football on Sunday. You know, and he doesn't like football, so we can't really share that together. And I'm just feeling like kind of a dick that I think I should, you know, bring him out. But my worry is that if I bring him out, he may never leave. And that not that he would never leave, but that...
You have an excuse.
I know we're going to New York next week.
Yeah, and you could use that.
But, no.
You'd stay with Frida?
No.
He wants to come to New York, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
A nice dilemma we have here.
I ran that by him. I said, well, you know, you could come out and stay for a while, but you know that next week we're all going to New York. We would go to New York every couple of weeks, do the show up there. And he said, oh, great, I love New York. It's like, oh, my God. As bad as I can imagine.
What would he do, bunk with you?
Yes, because he knows. Frida told him I got an apartment.
You have an apartment. It's not like a hotel.
See,
I knew that apartment was a bad idea.
Apartment. But can you picture I can't. He's here with me, and then we go to New York, and he's there in New York. With
right.
Him. I mean, I love my brother. I swear to God, I love him. But I'll figure it out. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Good luck.
Tonight is when I have to make the call. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you probably think I'm a dick right now. Well, that's too bad. I'm just being honest with you. I love him. I just don't want him to come live with me.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's going to turn into that.
Like, permanently.
Yeah, because...
Are you really afraid of that?
Yes, because he keeps peppering this with the thought that the job opportunities here are so much better than they are in Wisconsin.
You know what? That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know it is.
I mean, now I know what you... Now that you say that, now it's a whole different thing. I thought you were tweaking it up, but
I'm not tweaking. I swear to God, I'm not tweaking it up. He's saying...
He could be your guest permanently.
He's saying that, you know, the economy is real depressed in Wisconsin.
But he's got a job in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but apparently this job is like on the ropes if they're just going to paint the truck that he drives, he's thinking he might be out of work by the time the truck gets done being painted.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. And he's saying, you know... Well, I'm trying to go through the WashingtonPost.com classifieds on the air to find out if there's any jobs over there.
So he wants to get out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, of course he. Well, listen, who doesn't?
The movie. Hey, what about his girlfriend?
Well,
that's over, right?
Well, no, they're back together, but she's expendable.
Ah.
She's got the expiration date on her forehead. I just think he can't wait to end that. So I'll let you know. There's a bit of drama tonight. Whatever you're doing when you go home.
Are you going to lay it on the line to him?
No, of course not. I will. I'll lie.
You say, is this going to be a permanent thing, or
no? That I will. But see, the thing is, he would say, no, it won't be permanent. I mean, what's he going
to
say?
I would say you're within. You are more than within your rights to say, come out and visit for the week.
Okay, but for the week, what I would like to do is set up even stronger parameters.
That's fine. You have him out for two nights. You're inviting him. If you're paying for his ticket,
you pay
for his return ticket.
You come in on Tuesday.
You leave on Thursday.
And you leave on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, but then
Frieda, that's completely legit. That is not being bad.
But then Frieda said, "Well, don't you think he'd want to go to the Panthers game on the weekend?"
You're not. What are you? You're not his travel agent. You're a family member. It's you know. He's
yeah, I know.
Coming out for a visit.
Right. I know. I know.
Or you know, why don't you make it Tuesday or Wednesday through Sunday?
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ron, really quick. Well, first thing, you guys are funny as hell. And secondly, Doc, come on, man. Remember that old saying? He's not a heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah, I know.
That.
I know, Eddie.
Hi, fellas.
All right, thanks.
See, and I think the Sunday thing would be cool.
Bye-bye.
Then, you know, then you're like, hey, did you enjoy yourself Monday? Pew, he's out of there.
Hello, Frank?
Yes.
Hi. You're on the air, Frank.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. What?
Yeah, I'm talking about what Don was just talking about. His brother wanted to come down from Indianapolis.
My brother, yeah, from Wisconsin. Yeah, same difference, Midwest.
Right. I'm going through the same situation. My brother called from Texas, wants to come out over the holidays, and you know, I got kids in the house. He don't have a lot of room. He's bringing out his little boy. I didn't realize he was going to be.
See, now everybody's coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, you know, but listen, now if this was holiday time, I'd have a different slant on it. But it's not. It's not even Halloween yet.
Well, even at that, I mean, I kind of, you know, I like to, you know, be with my kids by myself. Wake up Christmas morning, they're still kind of little, and then you know, I got this. You just feel kind of put out a little bit.
You're not alone.
Yeah, I know.
You're not alone.
I know. It's just it's weird. I love him. I love him more than anything. But I can't stand living with him. You know, I couldn't stand him when we were kids.
Oh God! I don't know. I mean, after a couple of days, you're saying it's going to just be horrible.
It's rough. I mean, you know, because I do what I like to do, and my wife like does what she likes to do, and my kid does what. Yeah, you know, we got Jimmy. But I guess I will probably pussy out and invite him to come stay.
For how long?
Well, I'll put a term limit on that. Let me run that by you. You know, where is my wife when I need her? For God's sakes. Rob, I know we have to break. Give me a second here. You know, the woman, she got nothing to do with her whole life. Jesus Christ, every day's vacation. Even my wife found out she was supposed to have jury duty today.
Yeah.
She got out of it.
How did she get out of it?
I don't know.
Where'd it go?
Don't know.
Where's the jury duty?
Gone. Did we do it right that time?
We may not have.
Close enough.
Not
sure.
No, not, so. Not probably.
Where is it? Gone. What happened?
Don't know.
Hi, you can leave a message or not, whatever you want.
All right, I can't.
Where's the jury duty? Gone.
I can't.
What happened to it? Don't know.
I can't get it right. All right, let me just try my brother.
So, you know what? Now I know. Now I know you're really having a dilemma because you're doing it on the air.
Yeah.
The number you have reached, area code 60836
Yeah.
8.
Yeah. Well, let me take the last couple numbers off the air. Yes. Yes.
Has been disconnected.
Oh. He's already moved.
No further information is available about area code.
Dude.
6.
He's already packed up.
He's in the truck on his way here.
Oh my God.
He's packed up. He's coming to see you.
God damn.
2.
What the hell is that? Hey, do you think there's maybe information he's not giving you? Do you think maybe he's already, like, in his mind, made the move?
I don't know. And what's up with this?
I don't know. Never heard
this
before.
The Wisconsin thing. Okay.
Growing 6-foot tomatoes and my teeth have never been whiter,
well,
Clark.
I will let you know, but most likely. Count on seeing my brother this week.
The bread pudding's extra runny
tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah. Go rent vacation. Go rent Vegas vacation.
There it is, Clark.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'll have the yellow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Are you there? All right, you were there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You there?
Yeah.
I was calling. I get the same exact thing my brother does to me on a day's notice. What I do is I tell him I get on the internet, and I tell him, like, okay, the best flight, you can't leave until Thursday because it's a little bit cheaper if you wait like 3 or 4 days to get it. And then he's only got to stay a Saturday over, so I make him leave on Sunday.
All right.
Works like a charm.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You know, in tough times recently, Americans have banded together and become intertwined. Tighter family bonds than ever.
He probably thinks I'm a giant dickhead.
I don't at all. You are well within your rights.
That's my dilemma, and I'll figure it out tonight.
A lot of other things you do that would bother me a lot more than this. This is completely... Right. You're within your rights, and all you have to do
You put the, you know, put the freshness date on it.
Uh-huh.
I think you're within, but I know what he does to you. He's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's his problem.
Yeah, that's right. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Don, you got to be careful. You never know when you might need a kidney.
He's adopted, and I'm adopted.
Oh, that's not good.
Right.
Means
pistol.
Right, that means the kidneys don't match.
You are guilty about this. Gotcha. I can tell you're very defensive about this.
Of course I am.
Well, you're right to be concerned.
Of course I am. But I'm bringing it up here on the air.
But you guys have been very close when you've needed to be close.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the way I like it. Telephone close.
I think that's the way my sister probably feels about me.
That's the perfect relationship.
My sister feels that way about me. Anytime I contact my sister, it's myself. I make the contact.
I bet this is my wife calling in. Hello?
I'm a sugar bear.
Hello, darling. Well, I was, so many things. I got a break here, but I wanted to talk about, you know, a bowl of peaches. Those great pictures we saw this weekend.
Well, you were very sweet. Don't ruin it for me. I love living in the fantasy world that we like doing things together.
Okay, well, no, see, I do stuff that you like to do.
Okay, very good.
Okay, but do you hear me talking about Jimmy?
Yeah, you know, I forgot to mention to you that I might have to go to the beach this weekend.
See?
So I think it would be nice if you had Jimmy over, and then you could have him go to the football game with you. And and Bart, you know, has a three-day weekend, so he might want to come with me.
See, but, you know, fair.
You and Jimmy bonding together, and I think that'd be important.
Just me
she
and
owes
Jimmy.
You on the family.
So. Yeah, and then you come home, and I come home and, of course, have to open all the windows and doors because Jimmy likes to smoke, and you do like your cigar, but I'm sure you guys would have a great time.
So what you're saying is if I invite him down for the weekend, what, you're going to split?
Well, my mom might need me. I think she's, she might have a computer glitch or something. Something she wanted me to work on. I forget exactly what it was.
Well, you know what? I know. I think we have to be a unified, we got to be a team on this. If he's going to come stay with us, you got to spend some of the time, you know, dog sitting. I'm referring to my dog. My brother is a dog.
I'll take the dogs with me if that would make it easier.
No. I didn't mean the real dogs. I meant my brother. All right, honey, I'll figure it out. But I got to know what to tell him tonight.
No, welcome. I think you should absolutely have him here. I think it's important for your family. You're not close with anyone else in your family. You love your brother. You should have him out, spend time together, and bond, and I'll see you later.
All right, bye, honey.
Okay, love you. Bye, boo.
You are on your own.
See, she don't want to come out either.
She's really, really behind you.
She's just too nice to say it. All right,
let me ask you a question.
That's the plan. We got to break. That's the plan I'm going to go.
Let me ask you one question
before
we break.
I'll bring him out this weekend.
One question.
Yeah.
Would you, if the whole thing went away, would that make you happy? Like, if this didn't even come up?
Let me think, Mike.
Okay, he's going to answer with a tape.
Would that make me happy?
Wood.
Good.
No, that was wood.
Oh, wood. Yes, wood.
But yes, I would get wood.
Wood.
I would get wood because I would feel.
That's
right. Because remember again,
wood.
Wood equals.
Good.
Come on. Jesus Christ. What did you do? Put this on a 10-minute cart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
There you go. Well, that's the solution. I'm going to bring him down. This weekend.
All right.
I'm going to bring him down this weekend. Hooray for me. We got a break?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is good smoke.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz, why don't you come on over?
I'll see you there.
Yeah. If my brother can get high. We will be back in a moment. Oh, listen, Don and Mike show exclusive coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Well, opinions are like... Hold, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Good, good.
Chock full of number three, the Don and Mike Show.
You call 877-365-3636. That's the national number and local number 202-432-1067. I'll let you know what happens. Dilemma solved. Line him up for the weekend.
Fine weekend.
There you go. See what happens. Buzz?
Yes.
Would you please go on your worldwide...
I was just asking what's the time... I said define weekend. You didn't hear
me. I thought you said a fine weekend.
No, define weekend. Is weekend like Friday, Saturday, Thursday?
Friday?
Saturday.
And leave on Monday?
Sunday. Leave on Monday.
Leave on Monday. Okay. All right.
Leave on Monday.
And he'll be fine with that?
Well, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Very I would good. Call him, but as you heard, his phone is...
disconnected.
It's currently disconnected.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
Very good.
Oh, Johnny, what was that? You know what the sound was on the phone?
Yeah, it was a TTY, which is like a typing machine for the deaf. So if Rush Limbaugh was calling, he could hear that your brother's phone is disconnected.
Ah, very good.
My brother Jim's phone has been disconnected.
Where is it? Gone. Where'd it go? Don't know.
This is Rush Limbaugh.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Have a sparkling day.
We will. Thank you very much. Now, Buzz, did you go on your www to that website I gave you?
I do. I'm at the website, and I've clicked on the link you recommended.
Okay, now... this is a website that someone forwarded to me that has all of the stuff about the terrorist attacks.
The urban legends and a lot of the misinformation that's come out since then, right?
And they have a red light next to it if it's false.
Okay.
And a green light if it's true.
Okay.
And then what you do is you click on it, and it actually tells you why it's false or why it's true.
And now, most of the predictions about stuff that's going to happen are, of course, not true. And most of the stuff that's that's green-lighted is the stuff that's happened where there's a story around it.
And some have a yellow light, which means they don't know if it's true or not.
All right, so let's go to the... Buzz, did you click on...
I'm there. I'm looking at the list of rumors, true, false, and unknown.
Buzz, I would get the impression that you'd love the yellow light probably more than any of them,
the first
place
I go.
Yes, have you gone to recent editions, Buzz?
I'm looking at rumors of future terrorist attacks. Recent editions, would that be further down the page, you think?
Yeah. Okay. It's got an icon you should click on for recent editions.
One thing you should take with a grain of salt, a lot of rumors are all junk.
Yeah, and I don't pay any attention to them, or movie magazines.
That's right. Don't read them, Jack.
I don't read them. They're all junk.
In this day and age, you can't even get sick.
I got sick in the hospital a short time ago. In this day and age,
you can't even get sick.
Ridiculous.
Hotel employees,
Jack,
talking.
Freaks that carry your luggage up to your room.
If I find or hear anyone that's been saying those things about me, I will tear your tongue out by the roots.
Thank you very much. That's an insult to my doctor.
My daughter?
To my daughter. Hey, man, that chick got pregnant with a Polaroid.
You better shut your goddamn mouth.
If you like movies like The French Connection, The Chinese Connection, The Kneebone Connected to the Arm Bone,
Jack,
it will fascinate you.
His name is John O'Grady.
We have more of that tape on the way. I talked to a listener today who said he's sending more of that speech.
More of the Elvis speech?
Yeah.
More than we have?
More than you have.
Fantastic.
Oh,
cool.
Wow. Well,
once again, Elvis keeps on giving.
Good.
That's good. Okay, are you on recent editions, Buzz?
I'm trying to. It's having a little trouble loading.
All right, well, let me see. The stuff that I printed out, here's a quality printer that we have here at work. As you can see, Mike, it's like a giant reverse skid mark
in
the middle
of
the page.
That is like non-readable.
It's like someone took, this was toilet paper, and instead of the poop being brown, the poop is white, and it looks like something.
There's no way of reading that.
Someone just pooped right down the middle of this.
The vast majority of text has been erased away.
This page lists recent updates and additions to the Urban Legends reference pages.
And I have that now.
Okay, good. All right, let's go with the most recent additions, and let's see the ones that if you want to hear if they're true or false.
Okay.
Okay, on this whole terrorist deal.
Okay, these don't have lights next to them, so you have to click on each one to find out its status.
So
the first one is a fear of exposure to anthrax delivered by mail is running high. Status, that is true.
Okay, all right, next one.
All right, I have to page back now to go to the next one. And it is a Romanian newspaper run a stirring pro-American editorial.
See, that's boring.
Yeah,
we don't care
about that. Jedi Knight, no, that's James Woods. Here's the James Woods one you mentioned.
Go to the one about Budweiser.
I see that one. I'm clicking on that now.
Rob, round of applause for Budweiser. Thank you.
Great sponsor of the Don and Mike Show.
Amen.
Budweiser.
Did a Budweiser employee see Arabs at a convenience store celebrating the terrorist attacks on America, and did that store pull all Budweiser product from the shelves? That rumor is false.
See, that's one that I had gotten.
That sounds like one of your typical urban legends.
That's when I had gotten on the email.
Right.
That I didn't know if it was true or false.
That's BS.
Has all the details, apparently.
What's the next one, Buzz?
Let's see. Number 30, Ryder, U-Haul, and Verizon trucks not stolen recently. Let's see.
What is that? What are you saying?
It says no comma.
Right.
It's not number three.
Well, are they saying that? Because I had heard just rumors about, as a matter of fact, from one of our employees here who was very upset after the tragedy and was very having trouble getting her head around it. It said trucks were stolen, and that so that's a false
rumor. The rumor was 30 Ryder, Verizon, and U-Haul trucks had been stolen recently, presumably by terrorists who would use them in the ongoing attack on America. That rumor is false, according to this website.
That's a big one. That's the one that one that I heard a lot.
Right.
All right. What's the next one, Buzz?
Let's see. The one about the Muppet.
Come on. Now, that's one. You hear this one all the time.
That's the one where there's the Muppet in back of the picture of Osama bin Laden.
Right. I can tell you about that and the story behind it. And it is a sort of a confusing story. Apparently, for years, there's been an anti-Sesame Street website where they've used the characters in all sorts of evil situations. And one of the situations...
Great website. I've been there. You can go and see, like, Bert and Ernie having gay sex.
Right.
Oh,
right.
God. No, and you see the count, like... How do I put it? Baiting.
Oh, really?
You can see the count.
So it's a comedy website?
Right, exactly. Been around for years.
It's serious. Then we got problems.
And you see Kermit doing stuff with Miss Piggy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, apparently, the people...
And smelling his fingers.
People in Afghanistan...
Smelling his frog fingers.
Who wanted to show their support for Osama bin Laden and apparently didn't know any better and didn't know who Bert from Sesame Street was, since the show's not carried there, selected this picture off the internet, printed it up, and put it on posters and signs supporting Osama bin Laden. And that's how the picture of Bert appears on Osama bin Laden's shoulders.
What was the thought process of putting that picture together? What was the reason? Why associate bin Laden with the Sesame Street characters? Was there any reason for it?
This was done years ago. You know, he's been around for a while, and they were just putting Bert, who is considered the angry Muppet, with a lot of evil, angry people.
Okay. Bert's the angry one.
Right, and that was one of them.
Go to the one that we've all recently got, the one that says, don't go to the mall.
Yeah, that's a big one.
On Halloween, and click on that and read why that is not true. This is a fascinating website. I'll give you the address here. It is SNOPES, number 2, .com.
Right. Okay, here it is.
Snopes2.com.
While this is loading, I can tell you that the FBI, which I think you'll agree with me, should be investigating more serious, more important things, actually had to stop down and investigate this just to put it to rest.
Because everybody's getting these emails.
A girl receives a letter from her disappeared Afghan boyfriend saying terrorists are going to strike at U.S. malls on Halloween. That's the bottom line. The website says, not surprisingly, that rumor is false.
Right.
I don't know who makes this crap up.
Well, really. I think people, you know, get their jollies by doing this. And
same people who send the talcum powder in the mail, I guess.
All right, give this, what's the one about the penis?
Ah.
There's lots of penis ones on here, lots of emails involving penis.
I don't know that this has anything to do with the war. This is a story.
This guy about drinking something?
That one didn't load.
No, it says, of his penis establish Osama bin Laden? See, I wish I could read what I had printed out. Buzz, it's on the on page 2.
Yeah, this one's something about it turned out to be mold. You remember the story we had a couple of weeks ago? Somebody thought they found a penis in their soft drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out that was just like a clump of mold.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't true.
That's the good and bad.
I believe
news.
You had that story, right, Mr.
Yes,
Burbank.
Yes,
you
I did.
Mold on penis. Uh-huh. Buzz, go 1, 2, 3 down from that. Three down from the mold on the penis story.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Okay, wait, now what's the headline?
Did a slighting comment about the size of his penis establish Osama bin Laden's hatred of the USA? What it's all about?
Yeah, this is another one that I've gotten emails from.
All right, I'm going to bank on that one being false.
From people saying that this is true. Someone says he's got a small wiener,
and that's why people that live for the penis.
Because he flew his planes into the World Trade
Center. Right.
And for whatever reason, I'm getting that page cannot be connected.
We don't know whether it's true or false.
Small thing. Yeah, here it is. Here we go. The slighting comment of an American girl about the size of his penis gave rise to Osama bin Laden's hatred of the USA. And yes, it says that rumor is false.
And, of course it is.
He's hung like a horse.
Yeah, sure.
It's bigger than his beard.
Right.
Bigger than his beard.
My God.
Wouldn't you think he'd have a nicer watch than a Timex?
No. No. No.
I mean,
no.
He's got plenty of dough.
How many malls they have over there?
Yeah, that's true. And have you seen their lame army? Driving Toyotas?
Yeah.
I think it was Letterman who said, big deal, he has a Timex, the man lives in a cave.
Right.
He's gonna be doing something before he upgrades his chronometer.
I saw something on one of them CNN video phones over the weekend.
Right.
I S-H-I you not, that one of the trucks, it was a pickup truck with a guy with a machine gun in the back.
Yeah.
It said Datsun.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how old.
Oh, sure.
Datsun.
You go into the cities over there, even older vehicles.
Datsun, Buzz, go down to the one about that Fox show, Murder in Small Town X, because this is another one that I've gotten emails from people about saying.
I believe that's true. How far down is that? Do you know?
All right, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 down from the one about Osama bin Laden's penis. Down from that. This is an invaluable website.
Here it is. Yeah, I remember this story. Actually, when it all first happened, it just seemed that there were so many other more important stories to cover.
No, but this is interesting.
And it is true. The winner of the Fox reality show Murder in Small Town X, which nobody watched, a New York City firefighter, was one of the contestants, and he was killed during the rescue efforts of the World Trade Center. That is true, according to his website.
That's one that I had gotten, and I immediately put it in my discard pile, like, oh, that's not even funny.
Yeah, well, see, I think a lot of the stuff that's happened, you know, when they say something has happened, you know, it's more likely to be true than something of, you know, a prediction of some kind of doom.
All right, go to the next page, Buzz. Go to the next page and let me see. God damn it. Go to the one about Bryant Gumbel. It's the third one down on page number 3.
Hello.
Hi, good luck to you. What is it about me, Donald? Is there anything that I should be aware of? Good luck to you.
Somebody's daughter said something to Brian Gumbel's daughter.
And then I went off.
On television.
Did I go off on her?
Yeah, I don't know.
I bitch slapped her.
The ones that I'm mentioning are the ones that I've received on my email. And I wondered if they're true or false. Like, the firefighter from the Fox show that I never watched,
right.
I assumed that was crap, and I thought, oh, now that's really low.
Yeah, that is. I think that, you know, it's much easier to check out something like that. So, I mean, that's why your odds of having something like that being true, as opposed to the Halloween, you know, the mall story, and also the one about the trucks being stolen.
And what about his penis?
Yeah, that's something that just makes it penis.
Flew the planes into the buildings because someone says he has a small penis. But
slighted his penis.
You don't know how many people get those emails
right.
And send them to other people.
Here's the reason.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they great minds, they come up with that, great minds that believe it too. With the whole reason was because of his penis size.
This is a great website, though, because it gives you facts. Buzz is not getting into detail here because it's too wordy.
Yeah, right.
But they give you... I mean, they draw out exact reasons why something didn't happen.
Right.
How these dumb emails get started.
What is the website again? You should give that out so we know, you know.
www.snopes2.com.
Excellent.
www.snopes2.com.
Right.
You got it there, Buzz?
I see the one about Billy Graham's daughter talking to Brian Gumbel. That's the one. That's the one you must mean. And that one is loading now.
Okay.
No, it's not loading successfully. I'm sorry.
Oh, crap. God damn, our computers suck. Listen to that, our phones suck.
Try it again.
That's okay.
Repeated attempts have worked before.
So. Well, anyway, it's a pretty good website because it's got almost all of the BS.
Pretty good.
That you've heard about this.
Good.
There it is.
Pretty good.
It's a good website.
This one gets a not quite true rating. They don't say it's true or false. They say it's not quite true.
And you can rest assured that that's something about me.
All right, what is it, Buzz?
Billy Graham's daughter said to Brian Gumbel that we need to make up our mind. Do we want God or do we not want him? We cannot just ask him in when disaster strikes. That quote apparently not quite true. Brian Gumbel interviewed Billy Graham's daughter on the Today Show. He asked, why didn't God stop this or do something about this? And her answer was, for years, we've told God we didn't want him in our schools, we didn't want him in our government, we didn't want him in our finances, and God was being a perfect gentleman and doing just what we asked him to. We need to make up our mind. Do we want God or do we not want him? We cannot just ask him in when disaster strikes. Brian Gumbel responded with silence.
Well, there you go. There's hard-hitting journalism.
Okay, thanks, Billy Graham's daughter.
He's
the leader, Graham.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Mike.
Hey,
yeah, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
That website you're on, Snopes, there's a story there about a kid in a high school class.
Yeah?
Who was staring out the window, and the teacher asked him, what are you looking at? And he pointed to the World Trade Center and said, those buildings aren't going to be there next week.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What about that? Was that a true one?
Well, supposedly they haven't ruled it out as false.
So is that one that gets a yellow light?
And as I reported last week, the Board of Education officials have confirmed that it was true, that they did report it to the police, that the police did investigate, and that the police have no comment on
that
story.
That's why this website...
When the police have no comment, that means that they're
guilty.
Following up leads.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's an outstanding website. Thank you, thank you, Ralph.
Well, you know, I should also point out before people go, ooh, you know, supernatural. Well, this was carried out by guys that were here in the United States, and you are going to have people that are connected to them. I mean, that's not unusual.
Okay, we did the one about, I think we covered all the main ones. The one about Bert, the one about his penis, the one about Halloween, the one about the trucks being stolen.
Yeah, nothing else here has jumped out at me.
Is there anyone there about, you know, a guy dressed in a Batman suit getting killed by a ceiling fan trying to make love to his wife?
I remember that.
No, that's going to be in a different part of the website.
Okay. What about the one about the guy who was having sex and he put... peanut butter. Yeah, had the dog take
that. That was a woman, wasn't it? That was a woman who came home, put peanut butter on her breast in her private area, and came downstairs and naked and called for the dog.
And it was a surprise party for her.
Surprise party. That was an urban legend.
Or a legend about someone who was on vacation and everything was stolen from their hotel room except their camera and their
camera.
And their toothbrushes.
Well, that's probably on here. We were just looking under the rumors of war section. They also have rumors about what they call critters. And there's also a series of sex rumors as well.
Sex rumors. Do you know they're really about pictures, though? Some kids broke into a hotel room in Florida where Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were.
This is true.
This one is true.
Right.
And they stole the video camera.
Right.
And they got home and they thought, oh, my God, we're going to get like Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee.
Right.
You know, with Jason Timberlake giving her the and it was just... like dumb movies of her standing in front of buildings.
Right.
Oh, really?
It was just dumb tourists.
Vacation very innocent photos. Backing up her her theory of virginity.
Yeah.
Her theory.
It's a smokescreen.
Yeah. Yeah, right, yeah.
Her claim of virginity.
Britney Spears, a virgin. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Jen.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys, there's another website that has pages and pages of that stuff. It's like Urban Legends Archive or something.
Yeah.
And you can go through all of them. It's a cool website. It's better than the one you're on.
Oh, well, thank you, Jen.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's better.
Better than...
Better than the one you're on.
How do you know? How do you know it's better than the one we're on, honey?
God,
honey,
she's gone.
Been through all of them.
She's gone to suck another D.
Oh. Well, that's an urban legend, Don.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm out here in Las Vegas. I just want to let you know that I gave you guys a little shout out on a documentary on the casinos that they're doing.
Shout out!
We had this big private party with a lot of celebrities and. They were talking about what's the biggest challenge, and I said, well, the biggest challenge is when Don and Mike and Rob are here, because those guys go crazy.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will
be... They left it in.
Yeah, really? What channel is this thing on?
It'll air later on this fall on Casino Diaries.
Casino Diary? What's
this? On what network?
It's the Discovery Channel.
Oh, really?
So where they do on the inside stuff.
Oh, that is cool.
All right, we'll look for it.
I love those shows anyway.
I could barely keep from laughing. I thought it was so funny.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
Listen, that
so they call us whales.
That girl who, that's right, because we come in and we're the big moose.
Yeah, we're the whales.
We're the big moose. We'd like to gamble.
Where's the quarter slot machine?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'd like to help you out with your brother. He's looking for a job, right?
Yes, he is.
Well, I'm coming out based out of Richmond, Virginia. We can keep him running, keep him away from your house.
You mean you have some trucking work for him?
Oh, yeah. We can run him down out of Richmond.
How long have ye been in the business?
I've been driving for 6 years.
All right, well, listen, let's wait till my brother gets here. We'll let you know.
All right, man.
I think a good job for my brother may be to open the mail at the radio station. Let him come in Friday and open all the letters.
I forgot to ask that last guy one more question.
What?
Have you ever sucked a jelly out of a donut?
Don and Mike, last call. George.
Yes.
Hey, George.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Good, I have a discrepancy about your report off that website about Bin Laden having a small penis, and that's not the reason. I'm not saying that is the reason he attacked our country, but I am saying that the National Enquirer did do a report on Bin Laden.
You know it's true.
What's that?
It's not Bin Laden, is it? Is it Ben Laden? How do you pronounce it?
It's B-I-N, but it's pronounced Ben.
It's Ben.
Mm-hmm. Ben Laden.
Ben, Ben Dover Laden. What, it's, he's taking it up up the rear right now when we find him.
So there's a patriot calling
on. Hold on.
He's gone. There's no way we could further the inquisition.
Off to fight the war.
I don't disagree with
the inquiry. Said we on good authority that it is a small penis.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much. Anyway, regardless of what the girl who's wiping the DNA off her chin right now thinks, I think that is a great website. And if you get dumb email, you can go there and check it out. Right?
Mine's better.
Right, suck a D. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Don and Mike, honey.
Right. Hey, the free money is back on the Don and Mike Show. Get the serum. What are you giving away in 2 weeks? $6,000.
Wow.
Over the space of 2 weeks. And it's all courtesy of Simply Wireless. Hit their website. Give them lots of hits. Let them know you're listening. At simplywireless.com. I was just looking on my pager thing here. And I see that a letter opened in Tom Daschle's office.
Yes.
Has anthrax in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Says President Bush.
Right.
So now it's close.
Yep.
It's close to us personally.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, this is, I think I said it before, we got to get used to it. This is what we got to get ready for.
Very close. I still don't know who's opening the mail here at the station, though.
No.
Just got here, though.
Oh, good.
Oh, the mail just got
here? Yeah, so the letter carrier coming in there.
Well, you know, I'd like
interesting to, day.
I'd like to find it, because that really is Infinity's policy. One person's going to answer the call and open the mail.
Did you get a memo?
No, what?
It's an Infinity policy. Did you get a memo?
No. I heard about it upstairs when I got to work today. I said...
That's the Infinity way also.
Hello?
Hey, hi, Colette.
This is not Colette, it's Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jessica, you're not the designated mail opener, are you?
No.
Oh, good.
But I know who it is.
Who is it, honey?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Give us the first initial.
It's going to be obvious.
Please?
It's going to be obvious.
Who is it?
Okay, the first initial is B.
Bobby.
Maybe.
Wow. Bobby or Bretta?
Oh, no, it's not
Brother. Is it Bobby?
It's Bobby?
Yeah, it's Bobby.
Oh, my God.
Can Bobby do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is Bobby, like, chose to do it?
She said Breyer.
Well, let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah. That's
because Bob chose to do it.
It's all here, and there's a lot of it.
Bobby is invulnerable. She's like Superman.
My God, though, that is gutsy.
All right, thank you,
you're
Jessica.
Welcome.
Hey, lovely sweater you're wearing today.
Thank you.
Yes. Lovely sweater.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye, Jessica.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's incredible.
She had some nice sweater lumps today also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know who she's good buddies with?
Who?
Nadine at NEW.
Is she really?
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Lovely thought, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Rob. Thank
all right,
you.
Let's call the business manager here. Miss Bobby. Boy, I thought it was someone they could do without. I thought it'd be the lowest rung on the ladder.
She's out sick today? Oh, she's out sick.
Oh, she's not here today.
She's not here.
Well, what the hell's that about?
Then who's going to...
How do we know that, then, if she's not here today?
Explains how she
maybe
got
maybe she
chosen.
Opened some mail
where's
on Friday.
The general is the general manager around here?
Which one, the real one or the fake one?
Anyone. This is the way this company works.
The real one, Mike?
Nobody knows what's going on.
Bobby's home with a dry cough and aching joints.
For God forbid, the operations director.
Who do you want me to call?
You can call somebody who really knows what it is if there is a policy in place.
Great.
Call Ben.
The janitor?
He would know.
He knows.
All right, Ken Stevens is not answering.
You here today?
All right, now I'll try the other general manager.
Oh, Bobby's here now.
Oh, Bobby's here. Oh, good. All right, let me call. Does she have it at her desk? Let me give her a call.
She's not here. She's here. She's not here. She's here.
All we know is that she got two cotton swabs up her nose right now.
Jesus.
What a world. She spent the morning at Dashiell's office opening his mail.
What a world.
A giant rash.
when she was opening our hate mail.
Well, I would imagine that at those offices, it's also they've got something in place and probably have had something in place, right?
Not exactly.
No?
They were not prepared for this.
Jesus Christ.
No, how can that be? Hold on.
How can the leader of the majority party...
He's fine. Staff members open the mail. A white, powdery substance fell out.
But how come they're opening mail in his office anyway?
Several of them were exposed. They're being treated now.
Jesus.
Mike, look at it from his standpoint. Or look at it from our standpoint.
Yes.
I wouldn't want you or I to open the mail. But certainly... Rob can be replaced.
Oh,
you know, that's got to be what Daschle's thinking, what Bush is thinking. They're going,
I'm just blown away that at that level of government that they, you know, that it could get in there. I mean, no, I don't get it.
The staffers did it, and the envelope tested positive for anthrax.
Jesus Christ.
Tom Daschle.
Jesus Christ, where the hell is this coming from?
President Bush says he doesn't know, but he wouldn't be surprised if it was someone affiliated with Osama bin Laden.
Gee, do you think?
Yeah.
Let me think. Let me think about this for a second. We've had 18 anthrax, effects. Infections.
Exposure. Incidents.
We've had 18 incidents in 100 years. Now in 2 weeks, we've had about 20.
Yeah, really.
Gee, do you think?
I predicted last week. I said to somebody, this is going to be the way we deal with mail. Now that we all get it on electronic computer systems anyway, I mean, that's it. It's going to change the way we deal with it.
Unless they send you anthrax through your email. Welcome. You've got anthrax.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they, yeah.
Who are you trying to call there? There's like nobody home, right?
I tried to call Bobby because I said that Bobby was in the house.
Hard to answer the phone while you're wearing a gas mask.
Hello?
Hey, hi, Jessica. It's us again.
Hello.
Do you know if Bobby's here?
She is here. She was down here talking about it. That's how I knew that she was the one who was going to do it.
Well, do you know where she is? Can you find her for us?
I have no idea. Let me... What do you want to do, pager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Here she is. Lumpy. Oh, Lumpy Jessica.
Lovely sweater.
Lumpy sweater.
Call back here.
Oh, call back where?
Call back here in a few minutes. We'll find her.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. There she is. Old Lumpy Jessica. She can fill that sweater out, man.
Yes, sir. It's sweater weather, too, Don. It's right around the corner.
You know, I can't believe that I'm with you. Like someone in Daschle's office just opened.
I'm absolutely blown away. I mean, there are a lot of other things where you would say, hey, they got it, you know, what, even if it was other media outlets or something like that. But to not have a policy and to not have, like, a screening thing, you know, for the Capitol.
I want to talk to a guy who says we're idiots for joking about this.
We're idiots for joking about it. What
joking?
Do you mean?
Warren.
Asses, actually.
Who's joking, Warren?
You are.
In what regard?
In the regard she's got cotton swabs up her nose for the dry hair. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
You're talking about a deadly disease. You're talking about something.
Now, let me tell you how we really feel. We're joking because that's what we do. We make light of situations. But if that is the truth, we are all extremely grateful to the woman, and that's why we want to talk to her.
Don't you, Warren?
Especially if she volunteered for that, she's got a great deal of balls.
Okay, I understand that. But explain to me how you're joking about something that has people terrified. I mean,
okay, what Warren, do you want to
crawl in a hole?
I want to tell you something, Warren, you giant pussy. I guess I'll be like you and I'll be afraid and I'll never talk about it.
You don't laugh, you cry.
For the record, there's nothing pussy about me.
There's everything pussy about you. Everything pussy about you. Why don't you go back in bed and crawl into bed and just be afraid?
It's not about being afraid. It's simply about having regard for people's feelings.
Having regard for people's feelings. Listen, we have demonstrated...
You're joking into one thing to joke about. Y'all do a great job.
Listen, we have had plenty of opportunities to be serious on this show. But listen, no one in this building has contracted anthrax. And if some
people in your company have.
No, they haven't. No.
Okay.
We don't work for NBC, douchebag. We don't.
Okay.
We work for CBS.
But because the person who contracted it works for NBC, that makes it all right?
No, not at all. It makes nothing all right. We hate the thing. We hate the way the whole goddamn world's going. But you gotta laugh or you die.
And
we have to laugh.
Hey, listen, Warren, we've made no jokes about anyone at NBC having anthrax.
There's nothing funny about that. We know that.
But you're making jokes about people walking around with cotton swabs.
We're making fun about the fact that it's a different world we live in right
and
now.
And listen, Warren, I'm sorry. I'm the guy that's living it here, and you're not. The company I work for, CBS, they've decided, because other media companies have gotten anthrax through the mail,
right,
that the way they're going to handle it is just to have one person open the mail. That, to me, sounds like a bass-ackwards way of handling it.
Okay, I work for the Washington Post.
Great, why don't you write an expose on us then?
I mean, you gotta make light of this situation, or you succumb to the fear.
God knows, I understand about making light of a situation.
Everybody, hey, let me tell you something, pal. Everybody's freaked out. Everybody's handling it a different way, but you can't lay down and die. You can't do that.
No one. And our job is to lay down and die.
Our job is to do a comedy radio show.
Okay, hypothetical situation. Someone you know and care about contracts it. Would you still be having this segment?
Yes. You know something? We would have segments pertaining to whatever subject is going on.
Yes, we would.
It amazes me. Really, it amazes me.
It amazes you.
We have not made light of anybody specifically that got this disease. Nobody makes light of that. And we wouldn't make light of somebody at this office that got something like that. What we are making light of is the fact that...
You're making light of a disease.
It's a crazy world.
We're making light of the fact that our company thinks so little of the threat that all they can think to do is to have one person open all the mail.
That's what we were joking about. Do you think it's kind of ludicrous?
That makes no sense whatsoever.
What makes no sense?
No, the fact that the company had only one person opening.
Okay. Correct. Okay, bingo. Now you've tapped into what we like to call the crusty, chewy, nougaty center of the joke.
Okay? Dumbass. Now he's giggling.
I'm giggling because, okay, all right.
No, I think you like being on the radio. I think that's what you, all right. That's what you like.
No, right. Not really.
Right. What do you do for the Post, Warren?
I work in the ad department.
Are you one of those people that call me up and ask me if I would like a subscription to the Post?
No, those are telemarketers.
Are you one of the people who you go, hello, Washington Post, and they say, yeah, I want to sell my car, and you like take it? You take the ad? Is that what you do?
No, that would be your brother.
No, my brother's a truck driver.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So obviously you're not going to tell us what you do then.
No, actually, I actually handle the ad accounts for larger accounts for the Post.
Yeah. Oh, so you're an executive type?
More or less.
I'm just trying to get a profile of today's modern Don and Mike listener. So you're an upwardly mobile executive?
Yes.
With zero sense of humor?
I have much of a sense of humor, but there's certain things I believe... I mean, really, there's certain things you joke about, certain things you don't. I believe this falls in the...
Like what? What don't you joke about? Tell me what you don't joke about. Yeah, because I got to have the rules. Anthrax, you can't joke about anthrax, but everything else is okay. How about AIDS?
Joke about AIDS anyway, but still.
Well, no, hold on, just tell me something. AIDS has killed a lot more people than anthrax, so it's okay to joke about AIDS?
No, it's not okay to joke about
AIDS. Okay, all right, I'm just making my list here. I'm making my list here. AIDS, anthrax, what about cancer? Can you joke about cancer?
Okay, explain to me why you're running down a list of things you shouldn't joke about.
Because I'm trying to make the show accessible to you.
You're indicating that we should play by your rules.
Any kind of reason whatsoever.
You are indicating that we should play by your kind of rules.
No.
So I'm trying to find out what...
play by any kind of rules. What I am indicating is that you should play by a certain set of rules, which, if it matters to you personally...
Let me tell you something.
Listen, douchebag, it does matter to us...
If you call me douchebag one more time, I'm going to respond.
You're going to respond? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm on the radio. Come on.
Well, what do you mean you're going to respond?
Please. And you're talking about making fun of anybody that has a disease. We haven't done that. We're making light of it in the best way we know how, but not anybody that's come down with this.
Why make light of it at all, though?
Because it's a scary world, and sometimes you got to make light of it to get by, to make it through the day, God damn it.
It's what we do, man. If you don't like it, change the station, Warren. Who's putting the anthrax in your nose and forcing you to listen to it?
Who's putting anthrax in my nose? Say it again?
I just did it again. Warren, who's forcing you to listen, man?
Gentlemen, the only reason for the call is that I believe there's certain lines that shouldn't be crossed.
Right, and that's what I was trying to find out. So it's anthrax, AIDS, cancer. Tell me one that's on the line that's okay, and you, Warren, the great arbiter for everybody. Is it okay to make fun of Bin Laden? Warren?
What I'm trying to find.
Is it all right to make fun of Bin Laden?
Make fun of Bin Laden?
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying okay. What I'm trying to tell you...
No, I want an answer. Is it okay?
You have the freedom to do whatever you want.
Thank you.
What I am simply pointing out is the fact that there's a certain thing called discretion. There are certain lines that you should tread on lightly, not to say that you shouldn't talk about.
Yeah, and if you think we're not treading properly on this, I totally disagree with you.
I don't believe you're giving it its proper respect.
Giving anthrax respect?
Giving psychos that are sending this crap through the mail the proper respect?
Giving the subject and the people it affects its proper respect.
We're not talking about people it affects.
We are, and the people who, incidentally, who could be affected by what we're talking about are us. You're talking about how would you feel if it was you or a member of your family? Hey, dummy, we're working at a radio station that is owned by CBS, so anthrax could, in fact, be sent here. Okay? I think we're in more danger than you are. And yes, we're laughing about it. What would you rather have us do?
Your sensibilities. And that's fine if that's your sensibilities and that's how you choose to look at things.
That is.
When you put it out on the air, to have it, how it affects...
You know what? I think it's a lot more damaging. I think it's a lot more damaging that when a news source comes out and perhaps passes along a false threat without confirming it. I think that's a lot more damaging to people.
This is true.
Than a couple of stupid disc jockeys doing a radio show.
But you know what? The way we feel on this show, this is not a time to panic. This is not a time to panic right now. That's one of the things that they're going. You don't panic.
What tickles me is you pat yourself. You'll brag about the Arbitron ratings. You'll brag about your status. You'll brag about how much popularity you have.
Damn right.
Second, when it comes down to facing up to the fact that you do have an impression, you do have a certain level of responsibility.
Of course we do.
Listen, hold on.
But our job really is, as we said right after this tragedy was done, our job is to come in here and make people forget about the problem.
This ain't PBS,
man. You make them forget about it by talking about it?
Yeah, you diminish the problem. And I think that's a good idea sometimes.
Yes.
And diminish people's fear by laughing about it.
Man, you need, I'm going to send you a quarter so you can go buy a sense of humor.
I have a wonderful sense of humor.
No, your sense of humor sucks.
I've had the privilege of listening to y'all for quite a couple of years.
Your sense of humor sucks.
Most of the time, y'all have an idea of what line should not be crossed. You knew when it happened.
All right, you know what? You know, Warren, you're just going to go on and on and
Warren,
on.
Warren, we're going to, listen, if we cross the line and you don't like it, change the station.
That's the best way to handle it, Warren. F you.
See, that's the funny thing about ratings. Ratings get ratings. So if what you're doing is fine, and if you can live with it, that's your...
Listen, Warren, I got news for you, Warren. I'm going to sleep 1,000 times better than you tonight. 1,000 times better than you. Because at least I know that I'm addressing whatever it is that I'm thinking.
Mike can go home and explain to your respective children how is it that you can joke about something like this. As long as you can do that in good conscience.
You know what? I think it's damn courageous to joke about situations that we're all afraid of. And I think that's what's been done throughout history.
No,
when people are in the line of fire, are you going to let me finish or not? Are you going to let me finish or not?
Yes, I will.
I think throughout history, people that are in war zones, in battle zones, you got to joke sometimes. You got to take it light sometimes. You got to do that. If you don't do that, what do we do? I'll just curl up into a ball and be terrified?
And Warren, let's look one more time before I hang up on you at what really we were talking about. The fact that our company, CBS, has chosen an awful way to deal with the threat of someone sending anthrax through the mail.
I mean, if it's one person per station, that to us is kind of ridiculous. And it's ridiculous to the point of where we're making fun of it. And a lot of times when you're satirizing, I don't know if you know the word satire, you're satirizing the policy, okay?
You what?
That's fine.
That's what we're doing. Thank you.
Throwing a little ad-lib about her walking around with the dry hack and cough and sore joints and the thing stuff.
Now listen, Warren, you're writing your own material because I never said a dry hacking cough or sore joints.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not, Warren.
Now you're lying, Warren.
Warren, I said...
Rob did.
At home with a dry hacking cough and sore joints.
Okay, listen, I had news. That's funny. I'm sorry, Warren, it's funny. And you know what's even funnier? Is the fact that you're so pissed off. That's funny.
Believe it or not, I'm not that pissed off.
Oh, yes, you are.
It's not my life. I'm telling you. It's not
your life. Then I tell you what. You and I will meet together at the foot of Jesus Christ, and then that day you will know that you were wrong.
See, the difference is, my opinion is my opinion. Your opinion is broadcast over the airwaves.
And so is yours right
your,
now.
Your opinion is being broadcast over the airwaves
and
as
Warren,
we speak.
Anytime you would like to get out of your low-level job of answering the phone and going, yes, an ad to sell a 68 Cougar would cost you $3.40 a day. Anytime you want to do that and get into the world of radio so you can be heard, be my guest. It's a wide-open field. It's wide open, man.
But we are handling this the way we see fit. And we are not making fun of anybody that has this disease, and we wouldn't make fun of anybody that has this disease. But I'll tell you something right now. We live in a different world. It's a scarier world. And somebody's got to lighten up a little bit and have a little fun. And that's what we try to do and hopefully take people away from it.
You're funny, Warren.
I bid you gentlemen good well.
You're funny.
Good day to you, sir.
You bid us good well?
I bid you a good day.
I bid you a good day.
Good day. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
God bless you.
Okay. Right back at you.
F you. F you.
Jesus. So have you been able to contact Miss Bobby as the person who, and I believe voluntarily, has said that she will handle it? And how the hell did it get into Dashiell's office? What's going on with people?
Now her mind is busy. I don't know. Hey, here is Khalil in New Jersey. Khalil.
Hello.
Or is that Kal-El like Superman?
It's actually Halil. It's with H.
Oh, H. Halil.
Turkish, actually.
Yes. Halil.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Halil?
How you doing, Don?
We're doing great.
Good. I just wanted to call this guy a douchebag for you guys, because my cousin works for American Media down in Florida, and she is been dealing with this whole anthrax chaos. And we could still laugh at your jokes.
Good for you.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Halel.
Thank you very much.
Say hi to your dad.
All right.
Horrell.
Horrell.
Horrell, right. Hello, Don and Mike show. I know we got it.
Now you know why Rob hate black people.
Oh, God. Would you stop that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Stop. Now you know.
No good.
That's right. All right, get out of here, you.
Goodbye.
Christ, we had a whole bit planned and everything. Wow. Listen, we'll find out what the deal is with Miss Bobby and our man and more of your calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
As I mentioned near the close of the last record, this record you are now playing is another example of the completion backwards principle. If you can possibly manage the time, please play both sides at one meeting.
Right.
Satan's Imps.
Here we are.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Phone number national, 877-365-3636. Local, 202-432-1067. Don and Mike Gutterballs, we will play our second bowling match on Wednesday night.
I'm driving on that, man.
We'll be in Burke, Virginia. Yeah!
We're playing the Ball Busters, Don.
Yeah! Gutterballs versus the Ball Busters, an all-female team.
Man, I like our chances.
We'll be in the Bowl America Complex, Burke, Virginia, Wednesday night. See you there at 9:30 if you want to come by and see us. You know what's a pisser?
What?
Is, well, you know, I've had all this medical crap going on that still is ongoing. I won't bore you with it. I certainly do joke about it, though. Warren, if you happen to still be listening.
You have to.
Warren, Franks, and Beans.
We've all joked about our near-death experiences.
You know, what pisses me off, though, is when you call a doctor's office, and that's what I'm doing here during the break. I'm calling my doctor.
A doctor.
I call the doctor's office, and I get the thing saying,
"Hi, this is Dr. Giggle's office. We're out to lunch right now. We'll be back at 1:30.
Yeah, they shut the whole office down.
Yeah, it's like
a lot of doctors do that. I hate it.
But hello, you're a doctor's office.
Well, how about, like, have one person stay behind and do... No, but they all have to eat together?
Yes, they do.
You're a doctor's office.
Now, your wife works in a doctor's office,
does.
And they all do that.
They do
and
the
why?
Same
why,
thing.
Why?
Well, because one person can't help you. I mean, if all you get is a receptionist and the doctors and all the nurses are out to lunch, you're in the same position as if nobody answered the phone.
It's the worst thing. You call the doctor and you just get the thing, you know, hi, we're out to lunch.
Right. I would just as soon have a doctor, you know, giving me my hernia hernia check with a quarter pounder with cheese in his hands.
Hello, Dennis. You
know, I mean, that'd be fine.
Speaking.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don, what's up with Warren? What is the problem with this guy?
Oh, that lies. Oh, come on. He was funny. He was good material, man.
I was on a break from my job here, and I work in a box cutter factory.
Oh.
And I didn't see any problem. In fact, I called my sister, who lives here locally, Anthrax.
Okay.
She didn't get it.
Yeah, all right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's not funny.
Hello, on the Mike Show. That is kind of funny as a DJ name. Hey, let's go to Anthrax.
DJ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Who's this, Tim?
Yeah.
Hi, Tim.
It's great to hear you guys here in West Virginia. Didn't know I could even pick you guys up until I was driving down the highway.
Right.
But about Warren, good material, but did he ever watch the movie Good Morning Vietnam?
No, listen, I really think, first I was thinking that guy Warren was putting us on. I really think he's one of those self-righteous, you know, you hear something, you go, well, in this time of crisis, how could you possibly... You know, I mean, the guy just doesn't get it. That, you know, we're doing a show.
Well, you know, one of the things we were all told to do is lead our normal lives. That's what we're doing.
We're talking the way the most normal people talk. And the thing that we were pissed off about, twofold. First, the fact that, you know, the Infinity Master plan here, which is really no plan, which is, you know, basically if there's...
we are me.
If there's anthrax, you know, someone here is going to get it. That pretty much is the plan.
Right.
And second, this thing at Tom Daschle's office, I mean, he is a high ranking government official,
right?
You would think they'd have something
And I understand if you do get it here when you work here and you're going to get your antibiotics, you have to pay the full deductible.
Your antibiotics.
If you didn't get the prescription card.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, and you know, that's, hold on a second.
The Infinity prescription card that is looked at in most pharmacies like it came from some foreign planet.
They laugh.
Oh, they laugh at it. It's like, what is this? You might as well give him your Blockbuster card. You know, you go into this and they go, please.
What is this? What do you want me to do with this? Seriously.
And I just, I'm on TV, whatever the antibiotic is,
Cipro. Cipro is one of them.
It's like $300 for a bottle of it.
Cipro is the antibiotic that, when I've had my diverticulitis stuff, that's the one that, and bam, knocks it out.
And a lot of people are stocking up
on
that.
You've taken it, I bet.
And yes, I have. Pharmacies are running low on it now because people are stocking up on it, but...
Can you get off on it?
No, not at all. It's an antibiotic.
Can you get off on it?
No, but tetracycline and penicillin are much cheaper and also work as well.
What if you put it in a bottle of Coca-Cola? Then you say, Mon, listen, if you take an aspirin and you put an aspirin in a bottle of Coca-Cola, Mon, you will get off.
Oh, man, look at that. Look at the cars. They're all, like, multicolored.
I was just talking with Slow Joe Ardinger that, you know...
You're going to be okay.
It was, you know, many decades ago, but back in the 80s. I do remember a time when a disc jockey would receive an envelope with white powder in it, and it was okay.
It was a good thing.
I just
want to say our policy on this show, I want our policy to continue as it has been for the last few years.
Back then.
For 15 years, as far as my mail, anything addressed to me. You guys do it with always you've done. Especially you, Pachango.
Rob loves opening your mail.
Hey, Rob, just keep on keeping on.
I haven't touched your mail in a long time.
In a long time,
yes. Miss Bobby handled that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I just want to say I really do enjoy your show. You guys make the afternoon.
Thanks.
And as for Warren, all I can say is, hey, no more calls. We got a winner.
Okay, got you. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
Now, was I the only one who didn't understand that?
No.
Okay. 6 million people right now are shaking their heads.
Very good.
Hello, Matt.
What? Yeah, I used to work down at Senator Warner's office.
Yeah?
Down on the Hill, and I can tell you why the letters were opened in his office.
Okay.
Is because on that side of the house, there really isn't enough offices to give his aides their own office, so they have to open it at the front desk where they are all stationed. So it's not like they have a special place for the mail.
I was just thinking, my thought really when I heard that the first time, would there be some sort of Capitol Hill screening area where all the mail would come through?
I guess it's all got to be handled by Daschle's aides then.
There just isn't enough room down there. I mean, in all honesty.
There you are working AIDS and anthrax into the same joke.
Yeah, well.
Daschle's AIDS got the anthrax.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
Amazing.
You get asthma, that's like AAA.
Right? You got anthrax, AIDS.
Asthma and AIDS.
Asthma.
My God.
Hello, Bob. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this, Bob?
Yeah, hey. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey,
what?
You both suck ass and your kid's a faggot, Donnie. Blows nuts.
Well, there's a brave man.
Yeah, there's a lot of hatred out there.
Thanks very much for going and saying that about my kid and then hanging up.
There's a lot of hatred out there.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. If you know the number, please dial it direct.
Nice to know that people during these trying times are still taking the time for the hate calls to this show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And make sure if you're going to call and say something about my kid, that you hang up right away.
Yeah,
right.
Run.
You better.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's try to call Miss Bobby now. Who's,
Hey, no joking.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Bobby, are you okay?
I'm okay, but I can't talk right now. I'm opening the mail.
Bobby, you cracking me. Bobby, did you really volunteer for that job?
I tried to volunteer you.
Are you really wearing a mask right now?
Well, I'm trying to open a mail.
She's got her hands over her face.
You think she's doing this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or do you think they'd make her wear like one of them masks?
Don, I don't think she's wearing a mask.
I have rubber gloves and a surgical mask.
You have a surgical mask and rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Go up and find out, Rob.
Go check it out, Rob.
I'm going to check her out. Unless she's
there. Go.
Unless she's
there. Don't hang up. No. Bobby, when they came to you and they said you're going to be the person to open all of the mail at Infinity Radio Station WJFK, how did you react?
I was thrilled.
You were thrilled?
I was thrilled.
I mean, I could pick somebody out.
Yeah.
You could have
picked. But I got like 10 emails from corporate and from other people.
Wow.
Saying that it should be senior management.
Ooh. Senior management. I can't. That is an extraordinary.
But I want to make sure that my dogs and my daughter are taken care of if I die of anthrax.
Well, that's my next question. So we have this policy where you open it. Do we have a policy that if you find something, you know, then what happens?
Bobby, you know how fun.
Then I take it to Mike O'Mara.
No, seriously, Miss Bobby, what is the, I mean, they've told you that a senior person should open the mail here, but what beyond that, what are they telling you? Are you getting, you know, like corporate instructions on how to handle stuff?
Yes.
From CVS?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really? What, where they draw a picture?
Well, they tell us a variety of things to look for.
Oh, okay. So you have
what shapes, sizes, weights of packages should be.
Really?
If there are any common words or names misspelled, or if
that's
you
our
can
listeners.
Tell where they come from.
Again, that sounds like just the regular mail we get on the show all the time.
I know. Yeah, it's scary.
Misspelled names.
Yes.
No postmarks.
Well, you're very brave, Miss Bobby. We appreciate that.
Well, I hope to protect all.
Oh, listen to her.
Give her a round of applause.
God bless you, Miss Bobby.
Listen to her.
Okay.
Listen to
her. And are you using gloves, seriously?
Yes.
Good. All right, good.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you make Ken or Alan open up some of those?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it should be the most
senior. They both conveniently left the building.
Huh. They left the building.
Typical.
What about Goldstein?
Well, that was my first choice.
Yeah, that's what I love about Miss Bobby. All right, well, you're very brave. Thank you, Bobby.
Yes. Bye-bye.
You know, through all the BS, she is.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
She's, I mean, a lot of people would go, hey, yeah, F that.
She wasn't wearing a mask or gloves. It was simply a bit from the Mighty Bobby Art Players.
As a matter of fact, she's naked, right?
As always.
She's in her desk, totally naked.
She doesn't want to get any on her clothes.
Opening the mail. She's sitting, as a matter of fact, she's so brave, she's sitting with her legs akimbo, up on the, she's like this. She's like she's at the GYN office.
Legs akimbo.
She's like this.
Right.
Up in the mail. Yeah. And she's drinking and smoking.
Right.
While she's opening up the mail that could have anthrax in.
We ought to buy Miss Bobby her favorite hooch, a bottle of her favorite hooch.
You think?
Yeah, can we get somebody that can go out and get her something like, what does she drink? What does she like to drink? Just beer?
Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm Apple. What's it? Can we call her and find out what her favorite hooch is?
Yeah, sure.
We should know that anyway.
What is it? I think it's like Miller Lite.
I think it's beer.
I think it's hard stuff.
Mm. I hope it's she's
rock hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. Has she chosen not to answer the phone?
I'll take tequila.
Tequila?
All right.
A little Cuervo Gold, Miss Bobby?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay, Joe.
And I might as well smoke and drink because it might be my last week.
All right. Hey, Joe, come on in here, Joe. I got money for you.
Bobby, you're very brave.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye bye. You know, I got to tell her one more thing.
She won't answer.
There you go.
No. It's something private from me to her.
A little Cuervo Gold for Miss Bobby.
Because I know it's not contagious. Anthrax ain't contagious.
Hello.
Hey, one more thing. This is just from me to you.
Yeah.
If you get it, call me, and I'll come up, and we can do it.
Okay.
Bye.
It's not contagious.
That's what I mean. If it's, if it's bad for her.
Right.
What I'm saying is that
I know what you're saying.
If she gets the call that says it's checkout time,
mm-hmm.
call me up.
You're safe.
A banger.
I think that's noble.
Yeah. I know the time window you want on that because they say after you get the symptoms you feel better for a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And then you die.
Yeah.
I think that's terrific.
That's right.
That's good.
Hold on, Joe got the number of that guy that called up and said that thing about my kid. It's been a long time since we've called someone back. Some very brave caller. Oh. There you go, cost cutting.
It's a brave man to do that.
I gotta give him his goddamn rights and I gotta take this part off the air.
You can have a personal conversation with him.
Yeah. If he picks up.
Brave man.
There you go. He's not picking up his phone now.
Now, surprise.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Bravery.
He won't pick up.
No, he just picked up. Hey, douchebag. No, it wasn't him. Or maybe it was. What the hell was that, Joe?
He's changed his message. His name is John, and he calls us all the time. It took me a minute to figure it out. He's always got his windows rolled down, and he always calls up and says, hey, jackass, and all that. So...
Okay.
We know.
We're on your trail, Johnny.
All right, well, listen, here's a little contest for you radio listeners out there. Over the next hour of the show, I'm going to give out this guy's phone number, but I'm going to do it just in bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, I'm going to be real sneaky, so you're not going to be able to tell exactly, and they're not going to know exactly what to dump out.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So, just let me say, it's not two for Tuesday.
All right.
Okay, it's Monday. Today's Monday. It's not two... for Tuesday.
You including area code with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's not two for Tuesday. Okay? Thank you. And when I get home tonight, I'm going to have sex with my wife, but I'm going to have sex with my wife without any foreplay. Oh! We got a break.
Okay.
Oh! We got a break.
Very good.
Right.
Okay? Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
Two for two.
Mr. 40 on the show today?
In 2 days, Mike.
Very good.
2 days till 40.
Absolutely.
And then, as a matter of fact, you know, I got 40 on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking 40, 40.
Really?
Yeah, because he's number one. Because he's number one.
This is wonderful code.
Wow.
Because he's number one. Yeah, that's right. It's not two for Tuesday. I'm going to have foreplay. I'm not going to have foreplay with my wife tonight.
Right.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Yes, we do.
40 is coming on the show because he's number one.
Very good.
He's number one.
Hmm.
Ask me what the best summer of my life was.
What was the best summer of your life?
Summer of 77.
Really?
Yeah.
No, 77 was a good year.
Great year. Really.
Uh-huh. It's when I graduated high school.
Isn't that when you got your small caliber handgun?
My 22?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent.
I think we got it.
I think so.
Not a break.
Unless they deleted that out.
Hey, Buzz, what are you holding up there?
No, it's just some notes I made.
Yeah, see, Buzz got it.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
Hey, Buzz, go listen on delay. Let me make sure this is getting on the air.
All right.
So, today's not two for Tuesday. Mr. 40 is coming on the show soon.
Mm.
Make it safer. Oh, come on. You're killing me with this. The guy's an idiot. The guy is calling up. The guy's calling up the show and saying bad stuff about my kid.
Call him yourself.
I tried. He won't answer the phone.
You know better.
Charlie Broyhill. Charlie Broyhill has made a visit into the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know better.
You do. You're not that dumb.
I guess I am. Me that dumb.
Me so dumb.
Me that dumb. Come on. I'm just having some coded fun here, Charlie.
No good.
No good. Okay. All right. We got a break. Now, hold on. Who is this? Bob, the guy who cussed us out? Who could that be? Is that the same guy?
The Bob from upstairs?
Hi, Dot. I just want to say we're behind you up here. And I hope you like my tulips and my curly cube shrubbery out.
Bob, who is this?
He's on a mission. You're on a...
Hey, now, hold on. I'm just taking an incoming call here, Broyhill. Hello, Bob. Well, I can't even get the phones up.
Huh. That's because the delay's been hit so
No,
many
the delay's
times.
Fine.
No, oh, okay.
Remember, he's dumb.
No, hold on a second. Yeah, you know, he's right. I didn't have the button in the right spot. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Bob.
Now, who are you?
Bob Watson.
What are you doing? What do you want?
Just chilling, man. What are you guys doing?
No, what do you want?
What do I want?
You called us.
Oh, okay. I just said...
All right.
Well, what the F was that all about? What were you alerted to? What is going on?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to call.
I'm not talking to you. Buddy, I'm talking to everybody else.
It says on the screen, he's the guy who said the thing about Barbie.
Hey, can you hear me?
He's the guy who's got another agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go away. Go away.
Can you hear me? Like, come over here and open our mail, please. We got a break, everybody. We will be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
Okay, well, let's do this Tom Brokaw thing here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Who's this, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
The code is working like a charm.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this, Julie?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hey, listen, I was driving home when you guys gave that dork's phone number out in his mailbox.
No, it was a code. It was a code.
We didn't give out any. I programmed it into my phone, but this reminds me of the time when you guys were doing the morning drive at WAVA, where some Washington Post reporter wrote something negative about you and mentioned bananas in the article, and the next day they showed up to work, there were like 240 pounds of bananas on the front step or something like that.
That would have been a Yorkanian event.
Yeah, that's right. We ask everybody to bring over and send bananas to the Washington Post.
He loved them.
Yeah. Thank you. Julie, thank you. Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, sorry if I'm going backwards here, but I wonder, did you finish up Daddy Day, Daughter Day?
Oh, you know what? No, and we've still got like 8 chapters to go.
Right. Oh, thank God.
Okay, tomorrow's episode, we'll get back to that.
Killer, thanks.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day. Last call, Jason, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear what Bin Laden was going to be for Halloween?
What?
What?
Dead.
Good job. Too bad we're not doing Make Us Laugh today.
There you go.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hey, listen, I know that we all heard the story about the anthrax at NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And the Tom Brokaw's assistant opening the mail, and she gets the anthrax. She's going to be okay. What I find most interesting is the fact that I'm watching the Today Show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, NBC, they are just squeezing every bit that they can out of the story. Tom Brokaw announces to Matt Lauer that apparently Tom Brokaw gets so much hate mail. Now, this is not a bit.
A legitimate amount of hate mail.
We're going to do a bit here, but the setup is not a bit. That Tom Brokaw gets so much hate mail
right.
that part of his personal assistant's job is just to open his hate mail and put it all on file.
Right. No idea.
So now to tell us about his incredible amount of hate mail, please welcome Thomas Brokaw. For performance, incidentally, Friday night on the news.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. In this day and age of confusion and panic in the United States, it's important for me, Tom Brokaw, to maintain a cool head. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do that right now. And I'm trying to make sure that everyone knows that everything in the world is going to be hunky-dory.
Now, this morning...
Hunky-dory.
I see you on the Today Show with Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer is a fantastic journalist. and a good professional,
and
of course a good friend.
You mentioned to him that you get like just boxes of hate mail.
I have boxes of hate mail constantly. We have actually a flying system that we have in the corner. And we get our hate mail, and it's brought over to one side of the room. It's open, and if it's really bad, what my friend will do is file it away for another day. And that's what we deal with each and every day when you're part of a major news organization.
But I don't think that...
I brought some in, incidentally.
I would assume that Dan Rather gets some hate mail. Peter Jackson.
I get tons of stuff.
You get lots of it.
Many of the things that people do not approve of the way that I deliver the news.
Oh.
So what they'll say is, Tom Brokaw, we don't like the way you read. I can't hear you. A lot of people send us hate mail that have hearing difficulties. One from Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh sent you a letter, yeah.
He doesn't follow me very well. But I'm maintaining.
Damn,
and I want to say right now that we'll weather the storm and things will go fine. At NBC, as well as all the other media outlets, yourself included. And kudos to Bobby Hollingsworth,
yeah,
who's the trooper up there with the rubber gloves right now.
All right, let's hear some of the hate mail. Now, this is all anthrax.
These are selected ones. I did these completely at random.
These are all anthrax-free.
From my desk at NBC, this is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightline News, which we've got these fresh off the filing cabinet.
This is like Letterman doing the actual letters.
There you go.
From actual...
Do you like them totally at random, or what?
Yeah, go ahead and random.
The first one is simply sent from a gentleman named Tony.
Tony.
Dear Harlan, I bet you wear panties under your business suits, you candy ass. Your news sucks. Can I say sucks, eh?
Yeah.
Can I say the other word?
Go ahead.
Your news sucks ass. Your books are for fags, and your lip looks like it's super glued to your teeth, dumbass. Why don't you get a job more suited to you, like picking the corn out of my ass?
Wow.
And then it says, take care, Tony.
That would be probably Tony Perkins.
This is another one.
It is. Good Morning America.
The next letter, dear Mr. Brokaw, stop spying on me. I know you're reading my mind. I know you have a mind-reading device in your studio. Stop the monkeys. Stop the monkeys. Mommy, I want candy, me so horny. I hate you. Signed, love, Cokie Roberts.
Wow.
Hold on just a second. There's another one here. Hey, smartass. This is one just from several weeks ago. Hey, smartass. This is tough to read, so bear with me.
It's okay.
Just, I haven't pre-read all of these.
Take your time.
Ye are a plague on society.
Wow.
Ye think ye are so smart. Ye aren't. Ye are, here's that word again, a dumbass. Mm. Ye deserve to be thrown off a cliff. What's wrong with ye?
You get so much hate mail, Tom.
And that's anonymously sent in from Kentucky. Now, this is a series of letters we've received. We identify him by the way he says you, Y-E.
Ye.
Ye. Always, ye. Always anonymous and always from Kentucky. I've got another one here.
Okay.
Tom, I hate you. I hate your network. I hate the way you look. I hate the way you sound. I hate the way you smell. I hate the way you look back at me through the TV. All the best, Peter Jennings.
Oh.
But wait, there's another one here. This one's extremely difficult to read. I'm going to spell the words that I... Mr. Tom. I...
Mr. Tom.
I can't... C-E-N-T... Red... We assume he said, I can't read.
I can't read.
I can't read, but I jest, J-E-S-T, thank you, sun gut.
Oh, that must be suck.
Yeah, something along those. Kiss, K-I-S, my hearty, H-E-R-Y, butt is spelled correctly, B-U-T-T with two T's, and eat my sack.
Whoa.
You jerk. And jerk is spelled with a C. And that is signed Tom G. from Northern Virginia.
Tom Gavin.
And then the final one here we are. Dear Mr. Brokaw, stop whining and making excuses for the Jews, blacks, and other brown people. You suck the collective teats of all the minorities and could care less about people of your own race. You need to take care of your own and stop watering down the gene pool, signed Rob Spiewak. Well, just a sample of the NBC Nightly News mailbag.
Those are some nutty letters, Tom.
Believe me, I have to tell you, there are a lot more where that came from.
Who would have thought you're so hated?
I do hope we do get Osama bin Laden.
Oh, hold on.
I really hope we take him out. Right, I really do.
Very bravely open this one up myself.
Very good. We have there, Don. And don't forget, I'll be on NBC tonight, so you can see me tonight to follow me. And
aren't you from Nebraska?
I am indeed, yes. Actually, Dakota.
Oh, Dakota, that's what the postmark is.
Johnny Carson is from Nebraska.
That's right. The postmark is Dakota.
Dakota. I could give you a news, update if you wish also.
Sure.
From Wallafidi, Pakistan, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf says he plans to tell Secretary of State Colin Powell today that U.S. forces should first take out Taliban leader Mullah. Can you do this one for me, Don? Right there. There's the word right there. Mullah.
I don't get the hate mail.
Mullah Muhammad Omar.
Yeah, as you said, they should take out Mohammed Omar, rather than Osama bin Laden, if they want to eliminate terrorism.
Thank you,
Tom.
Yeah. I'm amazed, Tom.
Well, I'm trying to do the best I can. It's a very difficult and stressful time, as your fellow journalists over here, you're all a part of one fraternity.
That's right, brother.
Well, I just want to say I'm with you, Buzz.
Thank you.
Listen to this.
I'm with you, Tom.
From Dakota.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Mr. Wright, Ms. Bobby just opened it.
Very good.
Dear son.
Oh.
Is that a letter from Mamo?
Dear son.
Mamo Burkall. What does she say? It's a hate letter? You're not going to read one of the many I've received from my Mamo. Please, God, no. All right.
Did you receive my box of anthrax cookies?
Oh. Yeah, very cool.
You are an embarrassment. The black sheep of the Brokaw family.
Wow.
You son of a bitch. P.S. Call your dad.
That's
love, Mom.
That's Mamo. Mamo coming from Dakota. She writes me frequently. She's much fonder of my other brother, Buddy Brokaw.
Buddy Brokaw,
very similar to Billy Cardinal. He is, drinks all day. And for some reason, Mamo likes Buddy better than me.
Even your mom sends you hate mail.
Well, that's okay. She does watch NBC, and that's all I can respond to.
Wait. Oh, there's a P.S.?
There's a P.S. in there from my Mamo.
P.S.
Yeah.
I watch Dan Rather, asswipe.
Oh, my.
Let's go to Buzz now.
Well, you cut me to the quick. Yeah, Buzz Burbank, fine radio journalist.
Let's go to Buzz.
We're in a world.
The radio was strictly forbidden.
One
man found a way to bring good news
bring
to
us
his
good
people.
News, Buzz. We need it.
Buzz, he made it up.
Okay, what's the lead story today, Buzz?
Today, cases of anthrax, fictions and facts.
Fictions and facts. That's coming out of the Buzz Burbank newscast right here at WJFK.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Tom, I know you got to go, but would you just say that was very...
That was very professional.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
F. Matt Stout, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, listen, radio's greatest producer, Jillian Barbary, Lisa Herndon just came in to tell us that the pictures of Bonnie Bernstein, also of Mick Foley Mankind, and the guys puking from the Hold It Show, those are all up at WNEW.com.
All right.
Click on the Don and Mike icon there at WNEW.com. And now here is... Here is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. President Bush says a letter sent to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle has tested positive for anthrax. The senator was not exposed to the virus, but the president says some of the senator's staff members have been exposed to the virus and are getting treatment for it. Mr. Bush says he doesn't know, but wouldn't be surprised if the anthrax came from someone connected to Osama bin Laden.
Bad.
Very bad. In New York, the anthrax exposure is now number 4. In addition to the assistant to Tom...
Bad.
Another NBC employee, an NYPD detective, and 2 lab technicians have been exposed to and are being treated for anthrax.
No good.
In Reno, Nevada, now the number is 0. In that case, a letter from Malaysia arrived at a Microsoft office. It contained pornographic pictures. One of those was permeated with the anthrax virus. The anthrax bacteria. These, plus the Florida cases, 7 of those in Florida, bring to 11 the total number of anthrax cases nationwide.
That natural anthrax, right?
Absolutely.
And incidentally, for all of this serious news, you're going to hear Frankenstein's commentary.
You'll know, if you're having trouble deciphering the stories, you will know whether the stories are bad or good.
Or bad news.
That's simple.
A very helpful service. And all this before the report from Tom Daschle's office. No word yet on how many people were exposed in that office to anthrax. And then there are all the false reports. Too many now to list them all. False reports of anthrax all over America. They even shut down the Sands Casino in Atlantic City last night for about an hour after some white stuff was found on a restaurant table.
Yeah, that's me.
A library in South Carolina closed after someone returned a cassette with powder on it. Mysterious powders have disrupted service at airports in Honolulu, Hawaii, Denver, and in Washington. Anthrax turned up in none of those cases. And please stop believing and forwarding the emails. The latest tells of a friend of a friend who dated an Afghan man. The man supposedly disappeared in the first week of September and left behind a warning not to fly on September 11th.
Would this be on that website that we were talking about?
It would, as a matter of fact, Snopes2.com. And not to go to a shopping mall on October 31st. The FBI actually had to investigate this. And today, the Bureau says it's just another in an endless stream of hoaxes. The Bureau is now asking people to think twice before forwarding these emails.
You know, I'm curious about that. Are they able to come down on these people that do it?
It's hard.
Come down.
I don't know that they're ever able to trace it to the actual source, because especially with all the mass mailings involved.
Well, doesn't everybody have an IP, though? I mean, at some point, can't you track everything to somebody's computer?
Because lock those people up that do that crap. Absolutely.
And apparently the FBI has traced it back. How far with the progress of their investigation is, we don't know.
Well, there's a name on the email that I got. I mean, obviously that's a fictitious name.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, it actually came from a woman. Yeah, I forgot what the woman's name was, right? That's all BS.
Likely she got it from somewhere else. I've received the same email, and there were 100 names that it had been forwarded to in that case.
Mine came from Marsha Elston.
No, I don't think so.
And it said, hi, baby.
Well, then that could have happened.
I thought it was, hey, baby.
Oh, hey, baby. What did you write?
It was hi.
It was hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
No capitalization, no punctuation. The FBI reminds us it's illegal to intimidate or disrupt commerce through the mail, even email. So if you say that it's not safe to go to a shopping mall on a certain date, you are disrupting commerce, and that is a federal violation, even if you do it through email. As for the war overseas, the U.S. is conducting its 8th day of air raids on terrorist targets in Afghanistan. It's the biggest daylight raid so far. We're now re-hitting some of the original targets and going after suspected military installations. Suspected military installations. One official says we're literally running out of legitimate targets, and he agrees ground troops may be the next move for us. President Bush has rejected the latest offer from the Taliban to turn Osama bin Laden over to a third country in exchange for a stop to the bombing. The president says maybe they didn't hear us. No negotiating. We know he's guilty. Turn him over. U.S. officials say at least 4 terrorist plots against American interests in other countries have been thwarted in recent days.
Good.
But they say it's just further evidence that terrorists are winding up, preparing to strike again.
No good.
No, not good. We are brave, and we are scared.
Good.
A new survey, it's a little both. A new survey shows that 89% of us still support the U.S. bombing in Afghanistan.
Good.
The Newsweek poll also shows that 80% of us fear that the bombing will lead to more attacks on U.S. citizens. And two-thirds of us think the effort will lead to a bigger war in the Middle East. New York.
That's when Frankenstein is confused.
Yeah, just,
and he doesn't know which side to go on.
It's a conundrum. Yes, is it a bit good or bad?
Exactly.
It's a conundrum, Mr. Hobbs.
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani doesn't get to be Sir Giuliani, but he can now put a BKE at the end of his name. That stands for British Knight Emeritus.
Good.
England's Queen Elizabeth has named him an honorary Knight of the British Empire for his, quote, outstanding help and support to the bereaved British families in New York.
Good, good.
His official title is Knight Commander of Most Excellent Order of the British Empire.
Most excellent. Most excellent Mayor Giuliani.
Yeah. It's like Bill and Ted.
Exactly.
Most excellent.
That is the most excellent job he's doing.
The Queen also bestowed honorary titles on New York's police and fire commissioner.
Socrates. Who is Socrates?
So great.
Yeah, that movie still will crack me up.
That's right.
Even though it has Keanu Reeves in it, still good.
Sure.
Still, it's good.
No good.
Hold
no
on. Good. Oh, hey, what do you know, Frankenstein? Come on, it's good.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
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 It's Terrorists 1, Rosie O'Donnell 0. Rosie has canceled tapings of her show until further notice after the anthrax scare at NBC News.
Oh, wow. A bigger scare. What's coming out of that girl's ass every day than anthrax?
They don't want to open the mail.
It's toxic.
Come on. Please, Rosie.
And the fear of anthrax may have kept a lot of people from going to the movies over the weekend. The top movie this week, Training Day, raked in only $13.5 million. Bandits at number 2 was a close second with just under $13.5 million. Corky Romano was third at just over $9
million.
Yeah, well, not so much for a movie. Serendipity was fourth with $9 million. And Don't Say a Word rounded out the top five. Hey, here's something to look forward to on TV. The Victoria's Secret Lingerie Fashion Show was such a big hit on the internet last year, it'll be on network television this year.
Well, you won't see any nipples, though.
No, probably not. But then I don't think you could on the internet either.
Really?
ABC will air the Dainty Underthings show on November 15th. The one-hour show will feature 25 models. And because it's network TV, there will also be music and comedy skits.
Good.
See, Frankenstein said wood, not good.
Wood.
Woods. He's getting wood.
Excited.
Wood.
Excited about the lingerie.
Wood sounds so much like good.
Wood.
Wood. Wood.
Wood.
Rhymes with.
Yeah, wood.
Frankenstein can do poetry now.
Wood.
Mob boss John Gotti has been at death's door.
Wood.
Today, he's there again, according to the New York Post.
No good.
Paper says a blood clot is threatening the life of the cancer-stricken Gotti. The article says prison doctors tried to handle the problem, and it wasn't until they realized they couldn't that they turned him over to a real hospital.
No good.
A source describes the once Teflon Don as gravely ill. Gotti, who loves to receive mail from the outside, turned 61 years old this month. A landlord on New York's Upper East Side has filed a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against one of his tenants. It's probably not a first in that city. What is unique, however, is the reason for the suit. Maurice Herman says he suffered great pain and mental anguish when Daniel Zavillowitz put up a wanted poster featuring a picture of Osama bin Laden.
Good, good.
But instead of bin Laden's name, the poster bore the name of the landlord.
Oh, bad.
It listed his nationality as loser and his sex as unknown.
Bad.
Quoting the landlord, "I'm very upset, but I'm going to be an adult and use the court system to shut him up." The tenant was apparently upset after the landlord refused to allow the display of American flags in common areas of the building.
Bad.
Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Could you be happy about the commercials?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, they are.
Good. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Listen until you are exploding your seed. The Don and Mike Show.
Got our balls. Our bowling team, that's Wednesday night in Virginia. We'll be playing the Ball Busters at the Bowl America. And that's in Burke, Virginia. Oh, that's good.
Good. Good.
Oh, you know, remember the other day I told you that there's a Lenny Kravitz song?
Yes.
That reminds me of BTO.
Okay, listen.
This is the Lenny Kravitz song. This song rocks my world. I'm totally off the Jay-Z song now. This is the song I listen to 24 hours a day. Leonard Kravitz. His mom was, you know, on the Jefferson Five. God damn, he can rock.
He's great.
Hey, Frankenstein likes him too.
Here comes the hook, as they say.
Here we go, right here.
Oh, this is good.
Oh, he's great.
God damn, I love this. I really do.
Anyway,
you know,
so is this the one you got on a continuous loop in your car?
Yeah, that's Leonard Kravitz.
You know who else is good? His sister in Wichita.
Oh, Gladys. Gladys Kravitz.
Yeah, she's very good.
Oh, Frankenstein didn't like that.
Let's go ahead. I'm just going to rock out here.
Hey, feel free. Rock away. There's been a rush, as I mentioned earlier, on pharmacies for the prescription antibiotic Cipro.
Yeah, don't bother. You can't get off on it.
Right.
Yeah, we figured that out earlier on the show.
Once you get in.
Lenny would know.
And the problem with the song is I don't know all the words. It's like this. Once you get in. It's such a good time. Once you get in, you're gonna find yourself sometime. Once you get in, you're gonna find such a good time. We're good. Oh, goddamn. Oh, that's good.
Good.
Oh.
Good. Good.
Love the Lenny Kravitz.
Me too.
So anyway, drugstores in various parts of the country say there's a shortage now of Cipro.
Oh, that's bad.
One pharmacist says he's limiting each customer to 10 pills just to make sure everyone gets something.
Well, wait a minute. Here's what I don't understand about this. Prescription medication,
right,
correct?
Right.
You have to have a doctor write you a prescription. You can't
exactly.
Walk in and say, listen, I'm worried about anthrax. Can you write me a prescription for Cipro?
But I've also read it's like one of them things that you can order on the internet.
Sure.
All you got to do is, it's not something that's addictive. It's an antibiotic, so
right.
You could...
God, I thought you had to have
a doctor's prescription for that antibiotic. You have to have a doctor's prescription for Viagra, too, but you can get it over the internet the same way. You fill out a simple questionnaire, and the doctor at the other end writes the prescription, and boom, you're set. You get the Viagra, you get the Cipro.
That is BS.
Had a thing.
Hold on, we got two lines. 877-365-3636. Call 100. Good luck.
That is no good.
I saw a thing on... that is, oh, right, Mike, no good.
No good.
I saw a thing on Good Morning America where they had a girl at the computer.
Right.
And she goes to the www, and 10 minutes later she goes down to Duane Reade, and it's waiting for her.
Right.
But the problem is that, at least when you order it that way, it's incredibly expensive.
Yes, it is.
For a 30-day supply, it was $300.
Aye, there's the rub.
And that's the other thing Brokaw was loved doing today when he was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer.
Right.
Was holding up his little jar of pills to show that he was taking them also.
Which is just good. Like saying, hey, America, buy a million. And they say if you take the stuff, you're going to do more damage than good. I mean, you take it when you need it.
Yeah, if you take it when you don't need it, you will do more harm than good because you help make bacteria like that resistant to antibiotics like Cipro.
Which makes all of America say, I saw Tom Brokaw taking pills. I need to buy me some pills.
My attack.
I need my pills.
Joe Ardinger wants to get it grinded down and smoke it.
This is good. Smoke.
No, it really isn't so much. Cipro has been mentioned as a treatment for anthrax exposure, but it's not the only one. In fact, it's the most expensive one. Now, as Don mentioned over the internet, it could be $300 for a month's supply down at your corner drugstore if you go through your family doctor. A month's supply is going to cost you about $200. The same amount of penicillin and tetracycline runs about $35, and doctors say they work just as well. Will America take to fat burgers the same way it's adopted Krispy Kreme donuts? Magic Johnson is banking on it.
The NBA legend bought the popular Southern California burger chain last week and plans to make it national.
Fat Burgers?
Fat Burgers.
Oh, don't you remember that we've seen that chain? We've been out there before.
Yeah.
That, you used to do the magic laugh all the time.
Yeah, the burgers are, Johnson has put most of
they
his...
They taste. I ate one and it just was,
Yeah. Magic loss for words, Johnson.
Yeah, Buzz, your news is,
He put most of his businesses in urban areas up to this point, but he says this time he'll branch out into the suburbs. Popular for its chili burgers, Johnson says he prefers the chain's healthier turkey burger.
Now Fat Burger, have you been there when you were in L.A.?
Carl's Jr., man, all the way.
I love Carl's Jr.
Kicks ass.
Yeah.
Carl's
Jr. Oh, Frankenstein.
In sports, as Al Michaels pointed out last week, tonight will be the first time in the more than 30-year history of Monday Night Football.
Go Skins.
For a game between two 0-4 teams.
Washington, go Cowboys.
Washington and Dallas.
Actually, I mean that too. Go Cowboys.
Go Dennis Miller. Sacramento Kings forward Chris Webber has a sprained ankle. C. Webb will miss between 4 and 6 weeks
because of that.
Oh,
bad.
Very bad. And finally, a former Hooters girl has been given the green light to sue the restaurant chain.
No good.
Well, she says they promised her a new car and gave her a doll instead. Jody Berry won a beer-selling contest in April at the Hooters in Panama City, Florida. She thought she'd won a new Toyota.
New car!
Instead, she got a Star Wars action figure.
Ooh! Very good.
A toy Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I get it. Toy Yoda.
Toy Yoda.
Toy Yoda.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Good! Good!
I get it. Toy Yoda.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I don't know. We had guests today. The show got away from us. We'll have them on tomorrow, I guess.
Very good.
Tomorrow we'll just be sitting around flapping our lips, listening to ourselves talk for 4 hours. Join the 4-hour club. Box 3649 here in Washington, D.C. 2-0-0-7. We're giving away $6,000 in cash over the next couple of weeks. Win your share of the money. Be listening to the show. We got all kinds of stuff. The pumpkin eating contest. Guys having sex with pumpkins. The costume contest. And you want to go to simplywireless.com. Give that site lots of hits, please. If you want to thank Simply Wireless for supplying us, hooking us up, as the kids say, with the bling. Giving us all the money that we are giving away on the show. Figure out tonight what to do with my brother. Just remember that now.
Can you give us an update tomorrow?
I promise. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Good, good.
Yes. Well, what's your name?
My name is Corey.
Hey, you know what we should do tomorrow? We should call, like, the sex line.
And have Frankenstein on the other end.
And just have Frankenstein.
Just say good and bad.
Just saying good and bad.
Right. And wood.
To the hood.
Yeah,
wood. What's your name?
Lori.
And where are you from, Lori?
I am from West Virginia.
Caller number 100. And Lori, here you go. You won a 26-week rental card from Blockbuster Video. What that means is you get one free DVD every week for the next 6 months.
Cool.
Okay, that's a good prize. Vote for your favorite NFL All-Star players at the 2002 Pro Bowl at your local participating Blockbuster Video. Thank you for listening.
Well, I listen every day.
Thanks. Okay. We do appreciate it. If you want to see hideous pictures of us, go to WNEW.com. You see the Mick Foley stuff there, and also Bonnie Bernstein.
Oh, Bonnie Bernstein.
Also the Gutterballs pictures. Also DonAndMikeFans.com, the unofficial website of the show. Cool. And the Gutterballs play on Wednesday night in Burke, Virginia, against the Ball Busters. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you and goodbye, Buzz.
Thank you and goodbye, Don.
Thank you and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And now, Rob.
I said good day.
Please throw that hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make
action. Hey, that was good.
Good. Good.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.